And a very fine afternoon to you. Thank you very much to Anna Rayburn there, the lovely Anna Rayburn. If you ever have a problem, Anna, or just want to talk to me, then my door is always open. There she goes now, look, leaving the studio, coalescing into the metal chair. After her show, she reverts to her liquid state, which is possible because she's mostly made of a polymorphic metal alloy, like in Terminator 2, and thus can employ her mimetic capabilities to become other things, for example, an LBC mug or a helicopter. Yesterday, she morphed into Nick Ferrari's Sony Award and then bit him as he walked in. That's Anna Rayburn. She's back tomorrow. Well, good Wednesday to you and your ears. As we now pipe directly into them from out of your radio, or indeed your internets, if that's what you're listening on. I'm a man called the name of John Holmes, and once again, I'm sitting in for Mr. Ian Lee, who's taken it upon himself not to be here. I imagine, then, as ever, you're wondering just what's coming up in the next 3.5 hours of aimless meandering, punctuated only by the travel news and adverts. Well, naturally, yes, indeed, I have another mystery sound quiz for you. Last time I sat in for Ian, a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was, we gave away two tickets, mine, for a trip round Steve Allen. Somebody was lucky enough to win that, and I think they've now had that trip. And as a result, Steve died. We've also given away a council estate. And that's still actually in the same place. No one's taken delivery of the council estate yet. But today, there's another excellent prize. If you get the answer right to today's mystery sound quiz, I promise you, there really is a fantastic prize on offer. Details of all that and how to play later. There's also this afternoon going to be a list of London's museums in reverse alphabetical order, and an update on the capital's Starbucks coffee shop diversity. I'll be bringing you that, and any changes to it, of course, you'll hear it first on LBC 97.3. And also a chance to help me and the government this afternoon. We're all going to help the government together. We're going to help look for those hundreds and hundreds of missing illegal immigrants, some of whom are ex-Home Secretary Charles Clarke's murdering foreign criminals. We're going to help look for them in a special way, by playing a game of criminal battleships. If you want to play that this afternoon for prizes, 0870 90 90 973, 0870 90 90 973. And of course, the big news of today, the sad news, is that the McCartneys, as you'll have heard in the main news there, McCartneys are to split following 4 years of marriage and having a daughter together. According to reports, they've been rowing, they have, for months, finding it very difficult to live together now under the same roof. Famously, of course, Paul McCartney, the ex-Beatle, is worth $800 million. And also famously, she's only got one leg. And she also, of course, split up the Beatles. But now they're blaming their split on media intrusion, rather than the leg thing. So let's make it worse this afternoon by asking the question, using their unhappiness as a springboard to a question I wish to ask you now. Have you ever split anyone up? Have you ever split anyone up? Have you got in the way of a couple? Have you cuckolded somebody? Have you messed up someone's relationship by being the third party? Or are you on the receiving end of someone coming in and stealing your other half? Why not phone me and tell me, obviously in secret, I won't pass it on, all about it. 0870 90 90 973. You can also text us this afternoon. 84850 is the texty number. And there's an email, which is this, Holmes, which is spelled Holmes, at lbc.co.uk. Now, I'm not suggesting for a moment that you did anything as bad as, you know, splitting up the Beatles like Heather Mills did, but have you ever split anyone's relationship up? Have you ever done that? Has anyone ever split your relationship up? What sorry tale, or indeed winning tale, if you're on the winning side of it, have you to share this afternoon? 0870 90 90 973. Personally, I don't think I've ever... Hang on, have I? Oh, there was that time. Owen. Well, I have, but I was 12, and her name was Sarah Goy, and I haven't really seen her since I was about 15. But she was going out with this boy at school, and then I really fancied her. Sarah, and we went on a skiing trip to Switzerland, which was marvellous. And being sort of 15 or so, I'd sort of held a torch for her for 3 years, and she was going out with, you know, this other boy, and I then got off with a school disco in Switzerland, thus ruining their to be fair, the, you know, burgeoning relationship. And I, you know, I'm sorry for it now. It ended in tears, obviously. I too was worth 800 million, and she had all of it when we split. Actually not true. But Sarah Goy, I don't know where she is now. I can tell you that she lived in a place called Barnes Close in Nuneaton, but that's all I know. That was, you know, 20... How old am I? That was 20-something years ago, probably. So where is she now? It doesn't really matter. But the question is, have you ever split anyone up? Have you ever got in the way of somebody's relationship and destroyed their happiness? Or perhaps you were the person who had their happiness destroyed. 0870 9090 973. Why not come on the radio, just for a chat, really? And, you know, in just because it's happened to the poor McCartneys, let's find out. You know, they're not the only miserable people in the world, are they? You know, some of us are all miserable. You know, if we get chucked or somebody comes in and takes our partner from under us. So, you know, why not share your grief with London, or indeed the world via the internet. 0870 90 90 9 some 9 some 0s again. I can never remember how many. You'll figure it out. 973 on the end. That's quite important. 84850 is the text, and email homes@lbc.co.uk. Also this afternoon there will be a mystery sound quiz. Naturally, that will be coming a bit later. We will be playing Battleships to help find the foreign immigrants that have been lost by the government. We'll be trying to track them down via a game of Battleships. All that's still to come. There are prizes for that. I think we might have someone on the electric telephone. Line half. Hello, is that Joshua?
Yes, it's me.
Hello, Joshua. How are you?
I'm all right, and you too?
Yeah, not so bad, actually. Not so bad this afternoon. You know, I'm quite annoyed that it's not the summer yet, Joshua, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I know.
It's grey still out there.
Don't worry, you keep hoping.
Well, I am. I've got everything crossed, not just my fingers. And I've got two legs, so I've got those crossed as well.
I keep hoping, you know. I like to hope.
Yes, it's all we've got, Joshua, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. What can we do for you? Have you split somebody up?
Yeah, very straightforward.
Go on, then.
Well, I met this person. I fancied.
Yes.
And, later my investigation proved to me that the person she was with...
Yes.
That person was married.
Right.
And so, I spoke to this lady and said, look, I fancy you, I want to marry you, and so,
That's quite forward for an opening gambit, isn't it, Joshua?
I did that, you know, so, yeah, that's it, you know, so, I told her, look, I'm going to take you away from this person, because he's married, you know, he can't get two wives, simple as that.
Oh, he wasn't married to her?
No, he wasn't married to her.
I mean, I see.
It was like, you know, going into, this extramarital...
So when you said, you said, following my investigation...
Well, I investigated to know whether the person was married or not.
So how did this investigation come about? Did you go to the library?
Not to the library. Did you follow
this man?
Well, I didn't follow him, but you know, it was an involuntary leakage from this person, from the other half, this supposed girlfriend.
Yes.
And you know, through my quizzes, I say, okay, this person, you know, what future have you got with her, with him? What plans has he got for you? Is he married? Then he said, yes, you know, I'm told he's got, you know, he's got wife. Right, okay, so why are you following him then? He said, I don't know. I said, well, you have a better choice in front of you.
I like your opening gambit, though, of sort of, most people would go, oh, you know, I've kind of seen you around, you know, do you want to go out for a drink? But you go, no, I'm going to marry you.
No, I was just straightforward, you know.
Did you marry her?
I'm married. I mean,
come on.
You've got three kids.
Good work.
You know, so I'm a risk taker, and it paid off. You know?
It did pay off. Whatever happened to the man you cuckolded?
Oh no, he just vanished into some twilight.
Is he? do you think he just went off to? Is he? You know, do we know? I was hoping your investigation would have carried on.
No, later on, you see, there's something maybe I don't want to share, but hey, pass me on it. He rang the place up, and I took the phone, and I said, look. You know, you have no business calling this house anymore, you know?
Yeah.
married, you know, I've got married to this person. I've wedded her. And so, that's the end of you. And, you know, he was so furious, but I couldn't care because, you know, I'd legally married this person. And what he was trying to do with this person, just to use her up, and then, you know, when his wife came around, you know, he was going to dump her. So, you know, I did the right thing.
You did the right thing. No one would doubt you, Joshua. No one would doubt. And especially, has it all worked out for the best?
Well, it has worked out, and I think it's good. So sometimes it's good to be very abrasive, you
yeah.
see. But, you know, talking about that, I think I'm a bit saddened by Heathers and the McCartneys.
Well, indeed. Joshua, can you hang on for me? We have to go to travel, because right. obviously that takes precedence over their unhappy split. But if you can wait there, I'll come back and talk to you. We'll talk about that afterwards.
Yes, I'm waiting.
Good. Here comes the actual travel.
Well, if you're heading out for the A13 in Barking, I have got some
good... It is London's LBC 97.3. They weren't lying to you. So, we are talking this afternoon, almost immediately, following the story of Paul McCartney and Heather Mills McCartney splitting. Have you ever split anyone up? She famously, of course, split up the Beatles, and famously also left one of her own legs. So, my question to you this afternoon is, have you ever split anyone's relationship up, or had your relationship indeed split up by somebody? Why not call us 0870 90 90 973. On the telephone is Joshua. Hello, Joshua.
Hello.
Hello, thank you for holding there.
Yeah, no problem.
That was marvelous. Did you enjoy the travel?
Yes, I did, you know, I did.
It's always enjoyable, isn't it?
It is, you know.
Joanne does a very fine job of it.
She is, yeah. She's very good at what she does.
She makes it up. So, Joshua, we were about to start talking, of course, about... You are saddened by the news.
By the McCartney.
I realise that they're blaming, of course, the media intrusion.
No, but that's very
which is good, because by discussing it, we're making it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very strange, isn't it? Because there are people who have lived by the media.
Hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine any moment of their life where the media wasn't there.
Exactly right.
You know, so the media have set them up, the media what they have been, and so if for some reason they have to split up, you always have to blame someone, don't you? I mean, I would think that when in times of difficulties like this, you know...
When you find yourself in times of trouble.
You would expect people to be stronger and stick with each other.
Yes.
You know, so it is quite an antithesis of what I actually believe in, you know. This is the time they have to say, look, we are under siege. So, look, let's hold hands together, come what may.
Do you know, I'll tell you what, wouldn't it be good if they were genuinely under siege? You know that, they've got that Sussex farmhouse?
Yes.
Imagine how good it would be if they were under siege from, like, an army.
Exactly.
Of not photographers, but I mean, I'm talking a medieval army with those big catapult things,
yeah.
with firing stuff. You know, like in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
When they're having the Battle of Helm's Deep?
Yeah.
Well, what I'd like to see is the McCartney's farmhouse under siege from an army of orcs with big catapult things that they're rolling up, 40 foot high, and firing big boulders at the walls of their farmhouse.
Right.
Now, that, you can argue, would be stress enough to split them up.
Exactly.
But you're right, Joshua. I don't think the press intrusion is necessarily to blame because they should be used to that.
No, I mean, I think we are getting used to all these because it's all gimmick, you know. I mean, it's a way of, you know, people getting getting more money or getting more press coverage or getting, you know, putting themselves on top of all the agendas and topics of media for the day.
But
at the end of the day, I think they should be stronger. I mean, they've been fantastic couple. They should be stronger. They should hold hands. They should stick together and say, listen, let them come. We are as we are, you know. But it's a shame. It's a big shame.
It's always a shame, isn't it, when people split up, Joshua?
Big shame.
It always is a shame, as you know, through stealing your wife off another man, which I'm very glad you did.
Not stealing. I mean, this is to say that, look, if somebody just wants to be greedy.
Yeah, he wanted two.
I mean, there is...
That is greedy.
The laws of the land does not encourage a person marrying double.
No, no. Did he actually want to marry the other one as well?
Sorry?
Did he want to marry your wife as well? He wanted two wives.
No, I don't want no two wives.
Not you, him, the other man.
No.
Oh, no, he didn't try and marry her or anything.
Keep this one as a mistress.
Oh, he wanted it as a mistress.
And then keep you know, his, you know, wife as a wife. And I think he wasn't right. Morally, he's not right. He's wasting that person's time.
Yeah.
You know, when she has got a nice suitor in me, well, why not? Yeah, so splitting up sometimes is good. You just, you know, by force, you know, take it away.
It is. Joshua, you frankly came out of that very well. Thanks for your call, I think. Some texts are dribbling in. What does this say here? John, put Ian Lee and Anna Rayburn... Rayburn spelt wrong. Put Ian Lee and Anna Rayburn in charge of finding illegal immigrants. That'll get them asking to be put on a plane. Eh. Right. John, why would that guy... Why would that guy want to be with a woman who... I don't understand. John, you're rubbish. Thanks. That's from Ian. Thanks, Ian. Please tell me Ian is back tomorrow. Yes, he is. John, Heather Mills didn't split the Beatles up. Yoko Ono did, 37 years ago. No. Heather Mills, you'll find, contributed to that if you look into it. Where's Ian Lee bunking off to today, then? Says Liz. I told you, we think he's been eaten by Nick Ferrari after mating. Oh, no. What? Never mind. Okay, you can text us, preferably with ones I can read. 84850 is the text. Homes@lbc.co.uk is the email. 0870 9090973. Have you ever split anyone up or even been on the receiving end of the split? Anna is on the phone. Hello, Anna.
Hi there.
Hi there to you.
Okay,
where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from London.
That's non-specific.
It is. I don't want to be, because I have so many friends who listen to you, and I think they'll know who I am, so...
Right. I see. Have you given us a false name as well?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yes, I have. But I was actually on the receiving end of what happened.
Right.
So,
come on, then. Spill it all.
Basically, a lady came into our relationship. It was the next-door neighbour who her husband then went off with.
Right.
I knew all about it, so I gathered the evidence. After 20 years of marriage, I was devastated.
I'm not surprised.
But do you know something? Mm. I actually then thought, hang on a minute, I'm not going to put up with this. I then said, okay, let's have a divorce.
Yeah.
Get divorced, etc. He realised how much he would lose financially and now won't give me the divorce. I've kicked him out.
Ooh.
You know something? It is the best thing I've ever done.
Except that you haven't got his money.
Sorry?
Except you haven't got his money.
That wasn't the reason. I think after 20 years I realised this isn't what I want. After two children... You've gone off with somebody else. There's a reason why you've gone off with them. You know, things have to change. Let's look at a new direction.
Did you investigate as well, like Joshua did? Did you sort of have to go into the investigation part of the whole thing and find out,
yes.
Did you gather all this evidence? How did you gather evidence?
First of all, I confronted him, and it was a complete denial. But I shouldn't say this, but I started generalising. Either men are just totally thick. But he would leave his mobile phone on. He then had three different...
Anna, I have to go. We've got to go to news.
Okay, sorry.
Hold that story. LBC 97.3 News. 08709090973 is the number. Have you ever split up with anyone? Has anyone ever split you up? Were you the person who did the splitting of Heather Mills, of course, split from Paul McCartney, and also split up the Beatles. Callers, 08709090973. A quick tube update for you. You'll have heard in the travel news, several colours are on strike today, which means that the relevant tube lines are having problems. Blue has walked out, leaving the Victoria line without a colour. Brown has joined it, so that means the Bakerloo line is insipid this afternoon. Blue and green have also walked out in a row over pay. That means the District and Circle lines are bland. Management talks with Silver this afternoon, which may keep the Jubilee line open if successful. And that sort of brownie purpley colour has quit completely this morning, which means, of course, the Metropolitan line is better off. The Hammersmith and City line has, in fact, lent it some pink for the time being. That's the latest on the colour strike this afternoon on the Tube. So more with Jenny in the Travel News at 3:45. Anna, are you still there? Yes, hello.
Hello there.
Hello there. So you were about to tell us more details of your splitting up. We are talking after the McCartneys have been destroyed today. We're talking about people splitting up. Of course, she famously split up the Beatles as well. So she's no stranger to it. So, yeah, you were about to tell us how you're much better off yourself now.
I'm better off emotionally and everything I am and as a person, definitely. Taken a long time. But
yes.
Yes, I am. Financially, I wouldn't say that, but I think I'm happy that I can stand on my own two feet. I get on with my life and sort out my children's, and that's it.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you kind of, you know, that's a positive spin on it, considering the git ran off with the, you know.
Oh yeah, no.
The neighbour.
The worst thing was the entire scenario. It was just the pair of them denying it. And yet they were there doing everything under my own nose. And the children saw it. And I thought, how can you...
Not literally, I hope.
No, not literally. No. But the silly things, like the text messages to each other and...
Did they do that thing of... did your husband do that thing of leaving the messages on the phone for you to find? Because that catches a lot of people out these days, I'm told.
I don't think he did it intentionally, but I did find them all. I gathered all the evidence and just presented it. I think he was shocked. I don't think he realised that I would find them. But he then resorted to keeping 2 to 3 different phones. 3 that I didn't know about. But when the bill...
That's quite planned out, isn't it?
It was.
You know, that... No wonder, frankly, the price of mobile phone bills, no wonder he, you know, couldn't give you any money.
I know, but it was just horrible. It was just absolutely horrible.
These things are never pleasant, Anna, even though that's not your real name.
Exactly. And the worst thing is that it's threatening to take my children away. And it was only until I got a decent solicitor.
Yeah.
And she said, no, they can't do that. I'm the one who's working. He'd left his job by that time.
Yeah.
It was just... To be honest, I don't like thinking about it. It was just a horrible experience.
Well, in that case...
all the children's passports. So to come out of it at this end and not think all men are gits, I think I'm doing fine.
I think you're doing... to be honest, you sound very upbeat and nice, Anna. You sound lovely, Anna, and very upbeat. Are you with someone else now?
No. It's completely put me off for the time being.
We're not all bad, you know.
No, I know you're not.
No.
I think I'm just happy getting things back
good.
Into perspective.
Good.
Spending time with a child, knowing that I can support myself and my children.
Yeah.
And just literally enjoying being on my own.
Anna, it was a pleasure to talk to you. What an upbeat tale.
Thank you. To be absolutely honest, it was the best thing that happened, because I realised that
we know.
Such a horrible person.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah. Do you want to name him?
No. I'm not that low.
Go on.
No, absolutely not. He's still the father of my children. I won't do that.
Fair enough. What a noble way of looking at it. Thank you, Anna, for your call. And splitting up. Have you ever split anyone up? Have someone come in and, you know, smashed your life apart with a love axe? Pat. Hello, Pat.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Where are you? What?
On a more serious note.
On a serious note.
You just mentioned if Heather McCartney and Paul McCartney...
Heather Mills
were being
McCartney.
Attacked, yeah, sorry, were being attacked by orcs...
Yes, that's right. At their farmhouse.
They would have found that too stressful and would have split up. I would have thought that in that situation it would have pulled them together.
So you're saying that if the McCartneys were under siege at their East Sussex farmhouse by orcs...
And Uruk-hai.
And Uruk-hai, of course, yeah. Uruk-hai. If they were under siege from these...
Yeah, and the elephants with...
The big elephants.
Big tusks, yeah.
That were as big, if not bigger, than the 42-foot one that went round London. Wasn't it? Do you know that one recently?
No,
It was on the bank holiday.
Up.
A great 42-foot elephant. I'm not even making this up. Went round London. It was a mechanical puppet thing that was built over a lorry. Did you not see that? It was made of wood and tusks.
I find that hard to believe.
It's absolutely true. But what I'm saying is an army of them and orcs out of the Battle of Helm's Deep and Uruk-hai went down to East Sussex, laid siege to the McCartney's farmhouse. You're saying that would have pulled them closer together as a couple.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention Nazgul as well.
Nazgul. Well, that for me that would have clinched it.
Yeah, they would have definitely. Well, I would if I was with. I haven't got a girlfriend.
That you surprise me, knowing that much about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but, that would have brought me closer to her, I think.
You think so? If you were laid siege to by Middle Earth.
Yeah, I can imagine, you know, I can imagine myself cuddling up to her while we've been bombarded and...
What if the phrase... Well, we said under siege, obviously. Yeah. But what if I got... It was Joshua who brought this up and said they were under siege. What if I got the wrong end of the stick and it wasn't orcs and Uruk-hai and Nazgul? But what if, when he said under siege, what he meant was that McCartney was working as a chef, a cook, on a ship.
Yeah.
And it was overtaken by terrorists.
Yeah.
And then Heather Mills McCartney... who was a stripper.
Yeah.
On the ship for a party, jumped out of a cake just as the terrorists took over, and then, like Steven Seagal in the film Under Siege, McCartney then led a sort of one-man war against the ship terrorist. What about that?
Well, wouldn't she... he would have been in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she would have been in the cake, so I don't think... That wouldn't have brought them closer together, would it? Because they'd be in different parts of the ship.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if they'd have come together, if when the terrorists attacked, she came out of the cake but tried to hide.
Yeah.
But then McCartney, who was busy cooking, found her, and then took her under his sort of, you know, beetly wing.
Yeah. But how did he find her?
Well, she'd be hiding. She'd run to hide from terrorists, and he'd sort of bump into her and nearly shoot her with an Uzi.
No, because. If she was hiding from the terrorists,
yeah,
she would be invisible to him, because I think she had an invisible cloak.
Right. I think that's Harry Potter, not Under Siege, isn't it? What you've done there is confused Harry Potter with the film Under Siege.
All right. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Pat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
hang on. Marion?
Yes?
Do you think that,
I think you're talking absolute rubbish.
No! No.
And actually...
In a fight with terrorists, do you think the McCartneys on a ship would have been out together, brought them together as a couple, would they have defeated an army of terrorists trying to take over a ship?
No.
Would that have brought them closer together? Mary?
No.
What about if
they were never meant to stay together, to my mind, anyway.
Why not?
It was wrong from the start.
What was wrong with it? Not the leg.
I think she's been racist.
No, I don't go down that road. And by the way, you keep saying that she broke them up. She did not. They were only married for 4 years.
Yeah, but she split the Beatles up.
No, of course she didn't. There was Yoko Ono, and Linda was blamed for it as well.
Oh, and Heather.
No, she split Wings up. Heather split Wings up.
No, the Wings weren't together even then when she came on the affair. No.
Fine, they were.
Or did Heather split up Yoko Ono and John Lennon?
Oh, God help us. She'd have had to be around when he was murdered. And I don't think
murdered.
She was, even in her home with imagination.
It wasn't by orcs, was it?
Oh, gosh.
Uruk-hai. Marion?
Yes?
If, though the question still remains, I mean, I can kind of see what you're saying, I mean, I disagree, I think Heather did split the Beatles up, but...
she didn't. I think you were saying this just to cause controversy.
I'm not trying to cause controversy.
Controversy.
Or controversy.
What's controversy? What has he just said?
Controversy.
It isn't. You said it wrong.
No.
Spell it.
I think you're causing a controversy here by saying controversy.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. I think you need to go to the dictionary.
That doesn't tell you how to pronounce things, just spell them.
Well,
I've got to go and eat my tea, so...
Pat, thanks for your call, Pat.
I'll leave you to it.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, thanks, Pat, that's great. Marion?
Yes?
Just to get back to the question, if the McCartneys...
Don't talk orcs to me, please.
Don't what, sorry?
Don't talk orcs to me.
Don't talk orcs?
Yes.
Okay, what about Uruk-hai?
I can't go down that road.
You won't go down the road of orcs?
No. I'm a realist.
Right.
Right.
What about Uruk-hai?
No, dear. No.
Nazgul.
Oh.
Other
no.
monsters.
No,
what if?
No.
What if the McCartneys?
Yes.
What if it, like in Under Siege 2, were on a train that was attacked by terrorists, and then like you know a big American one going across deserts. Like that, but you know, like kind of a double decker one, and then they were doing, terrorists tried to land a helicopter on the roof of it.
Yes.
Yeah. What about, and because it was carrying nuclear bombs.
You're worse than Debbie and Lee. I haven't ever heard you before.
Haven't you?
I've only been listening about 2 to 3 months, and I think he's crazy, but I've never heard you before, and initially I thought, oh, here's a sane fella.
A sane fella?
Yeah, fellow then.
Yes.
And
controversy.
Then you're talking about orcs and different things and saying she's breaking up the
Beatles.
The Beatles. I mean, I knew it wouldn't last, as I say. Everybody knew that, for goodness sake.
Well, no one would last under that much siege. If you're having...
Oh, you're not talking siege still.
No, well, Joshua brought it up, didn't Jonathan? Can I bring you in? Jonathan, are you there?
Please. They'd all starve. They would all starve, wouldn't they?
Who would starve?
Well,
all the people on the
farm in Sussex
would starve. Hello, my dear. I'm not sure of what your name is, but
it's Marion. That is
Marion. Hello, Marion. I know it sounds nonsense, but it's actually making a lot of sense to me because I'm as crazy as John and Ian. And the thing is that
crazy
on the boat, they wouldn't have had any food because they're vegetarians, aren't they?
Ah, but
so they'd all be eating each other.
I see what you're saying.
They don't eat meat. So they wouldn't be eating each other. Now you are gone into Noddy Land.
I mean, whatever Noddy Land is, yes.
Yes,
but
you are.
But we're just holding
up. By the way...
Hang on!
Oh,
hang on, Marion! Quick! Sorry, just wait. There's travel afoot.
That's right.
All right, 709090973 is the number this afternoon. Of course, the news that the McCartneys have split is the main headline, and they're blaming media intrusion. So I thought, well, why not make that worse by using it as a springboard to talk to people about them and indeed any splits that you may have had. John, my partner had an affair. I slapped him in the face. No, that's not what it says. John, someone did have a thing with my partner. I then made the foolish mistake of giving the wrong guy a slap and then getting arrested for it. Okay. John, Paul McCartney, if on the ship in Under Siege, would be cooking nut cutlet. Yes, he would, probably. John, that woman... What woman? John, that woman sounds like an Irish Miss Piggy. Ask her to say Kermie. That's from Ryan in Battersea, and on the phone, Marion.
I won't answer to that idiot, whoever said that.
Could you say Kermie?
No, I won't.
Go on.
No.
Just once. Just say...
Did you know that they say she's going to get $200 million if she gets divorced from him?
Kermie. Say you've got a fan, Marion. Say Kermie for him.
Why?
Ryan wants you to say Kermie.
Listen, can you tell him there are only two types of people in the world, and that's the Irish and those who wish they were.
Jonathan, Jonathan.
Hello.
Would you like Marion to say Kermie?
I would. Marion, you've got a lovely accent, not like me, of course, my lovely London accent, as you can pick up. what part of Ireland do you come from then, Marion?
The South.
Oh, lovely. Say. Where about?
County Clare.
Oh, have you ever seen Under Siege?
Under Siege?
No, it's a film we're discussing at the moment.
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
Would you, Marion? Have you ever jumped out of a cake topless?
You're being asinine.
I'm not being ass or nine. I'm talking about the film. In the film Under Siege, the actress,
yes,
whose name I've momentarily forgotten, who was in Baywatch though, jumps out of a cake topless.
Well, I can see the type of movies you look at.
If you can see them, that means you've got them in your collection. Marion.
Yes.
So, given the choice, Marion, would you prefer Under Siege or would you prefer Lord of the Rings? Have you seen either?
Quite frankly, I haven't seen either of them.
Oh, Marion, what was the last film you saw, Marion?
Oh, what was the last movie I saw? Dear, oh dear. I think it was Vera Drake.
Vera Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yes.
Did you go to the cinema to see it, or have you got...
No, my son got the tape out for me.
Tape?
Video, whatever you want to call it.
DVDs these days, Marion.
Okay, DVD. I have seen your moments.
Right.
What is your second name? I didn't catch it.
It's Holmes.
Holmes,
yeah.
H-O-L-M-E-S?
Correct, yes. Are you writing me a death threat?
No.
Oh, it's good, because most people are texting them in now.
Really?
If you want to do that, 84850, by the way, email homes@lbc.co.uk.
Right. Hmm. Have you been on here before?
I have, yeah. Normally when Ian's missing...
Really?
I get a call at the last minute. Not that, obviously, you'd think this has been thrown together at the last minute, Marion. Because of the professionalism.
Yes, I do, actually. Being honest with you.
I'm going to bring Nim in.
Nim?
Nim in.
Right.
Nim? Hello? Hello, Nim? Nim? I don't know whether that's someone's name or just a noise they made when they phoned up.
Sounds like a fun name.
It does sound like a fun name. Mm-hmm. Say Kermy. Say Kermy. Go on, Marion.
Did you hear me when I said to you that they said this morning on the news that Helen Mills is going to get $200 million, and apparently they didn't draw up a contract?
A prenup.
Prenup, yes.
That's right, they didn't. And do you know what? People are doing that, Marion. People are drawing up prenups now, but they have no bearing in English law. Did you know? It's an American thing.
Really?
Yeah, so even if McCartney had made us sign a bit of paper, say, that just said, you know, on, you know, with a bit, just got a pen, just gone, on the occasion of our splitting, you get nothing. At all.
I don't think he parts with his money anyway. The way I hear it, he's thrifty. There's Nim.
Nim.
Oh, hi, John.
Hello, sorry. Nim. That's all right. Where did you go?
Oh, I don't know. I think I lost the signal. I'm driving.
Okay. Are you driving hands-free?
Yes, I am.
Good.
That's why I'm sounding most probably funny.
Of course. Are you, is it Nim? Nim your real name?
No, Namisha is my real name.
Namisha?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Thank you.
And I like Nim as well.
Nim is for short. I've always been called Nim.
Did you know there was a film called, The Rats of Nim?
No, I didn't.
There is. There is. Oh, I can't remember who it was. Somebody, something in the Rats of Nim.
I think
it was. Does not sound very nice.
What, Marion?
I think you're thinking of John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath.
No, I'm thinking of the Rats of Nim.
No, don't even say the word, please.
What word? Rats?
Well, don't.
What's wrong with rats? Are you frightened of rats?
Yes.
So we've got to go to advert now.
All right.
But before we do, Marion,
it was nice talking to you.
And you, say Kermy.
Kermit.
Yes!
I'll call you again another time.
Thank you, Marion. A pleasure to talk to you. We'll be back in a moment.
Point three.
Hello, Nim.
Hi.
I'm sorry I had to take a little gap there.
No problem.
Thank you for holding, caller. 08709090973 is the number to call on. And Nim has done just that, hands-free from her car. Where are you driving?
I'm in Fulham, actually.
Fulham.
Monster Road in Fulham.
Monster Road.
Munster
Road in Fulham. I wish it had been Monsters, you see, because that then would tie in with Orcs, Urukai.
It's quite famous, actually, Munster Road in Fulham.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us why.
I'm on my way to Hammersmith.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a great drive. A lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Horrible weather.
Did Joanne mention that in the travel news earlier?
I wasn't sure, actually.
Or did she miss it out?
Well, I don't think she mentioned... No, she didn't mention Hammersmith at all.
You see...
Hammersmith is always busy. It's always got traffic, so it's nothing new.
I came in on the Hammersmith the City Line earlier.
Oh, did
right?
you?
And I got on at Baker Street.
Really?
To coming towards the LBC studios, right, from Baker Street. And I sat at Baker Street for 25 minutes waiting for a Hammersmith the City Line train.
Oh, my God.
And apparently, this is... I think the reason is because, as you may have heard earlier in the travel news, the colours are on strike today.
Oh, are they? No, I don't know.
Yeah. Because Blues walked out, so the Victoria Line's down.
Ah, well...
Brown has walked out.
I've got my business inside the Hammersmith Tube Station.
Yes.
Here, and the amount of complaints we get... I just own a business in there, you know. I don't own the Underground or... anything like that. I'm not responsible for any lines, but we get a lot of complaints. There's always something wrong with the Hammersmith and City Line or the Metropolitan Line.
Yeah. To be honest,
Do you know when it was hot weather and they said because of hot weather?
Yes.
And it was only, what, 24 degrees?
Yes. And then the lines all went wrong.
Yeah.
We get a lot of complaints here, Nim. I'm getting quite a few this afternoon.
And then there was too much rain.
Too much.
Isn't it?
Rain.
And then we've got drought, so too much rain.
Droughts.
Is good,
everything.
Oh, you name it. Forget it.
Yes. It's what do you do inside Hammersmith? You say your business is in there. Are you a prostitute?
Oh, no.
I'm glad to hear it. What is your business then?
I sell bags and jewellery.
Bags and jewellery. Would you like to tell us the name of your store?
It's called Sia, S-I-A.
Marvellous.
Yeah.
Do you run it or do you employ?
No, I've got a staff running it. A beautiful blonde lady running it.
Really?
For me, yes. Oh. I'm just there to do a delivery. I've just been up West London, East London buying, and now I'm going to go and give them some more stock to sell.
We're going to make sure that your Hammersmith Travel News, Nim, now you're out there, out there on the streets in Munster Road, and we're going to make sure that Joanne gets that into the next travel bulletin.
Oh, good. It's okay, that'd be good. Yeah, it's not as bad as it has been, actually. There's a lot of traffic, but it's not as bad as it has been.
Okay, well, I think that's probably more accurate than, you know, Joanne. Because she's just sitting upstairs in a cupboard. How does she know? Nim, thanks for calling. It was a pleasure to talk to you. I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. This is LBC 97.3. Is the number to call. Hello, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. John, the actress who jumped out of the cake in Under Siege was Erica Elianak. Yes. Yes, it was. Thank you. That's from Lee, who's the commercial accountant for the Heart brand and LBC. There. Which proves that they, you know, they listen. And know things about Under Siege, which is good. Also got that Erica Elianak news there from Ken in Sevenoaks and somebody who doesn't give their name. Also on the text, John, I don't care about the McCartneys. Fair enough. John, my mate doesn't believe I can get on your show, so can you please read this out? That's from Ben in Ilford, and then he's written, Metallica rule. Ben, I hope you had a bet on for that, and that your friend, your mate, as you call him, I'm assuming by that you mean friend, not, you know, as in sexual partner mate, I hope, you know, you've had a bet on, and you've now won something interesting. What am I talking about? Oh, I know. I was listening to the travel there, of course, as ever, and I imagine you were too. And I was also complaining earlier, before the news, about the Hammersmith and the City Line, the fact that I had to wait 25 minutes for a pink train to come, and that's not acceptable. But what also isn't acceptable, let me tell you, is the fact that I came up on another train from Kent, and this is now what they've done. Okay, this is what Southeastern Trains have done. They've got new trains now. They've got rid of all the slander ones, and they've got new trains. But it was fine for a while. You got on the train, fine, sit down. I work on the train. That's what I like to do. I get my laptop, and I work on the train, put it on the table, have a cup of coffee, pleasant way to pass the journey. Fine. Get on the train the other day, no tables. There are no tables on the new Southeastern trains. And I look round thinking, well, has a thief stolen the tables? Where are the tables? In first class. Now, bear in mind this. I don't know if you've ever been on sort of one of these commuter regional train things. Okay, Southeastern, definitely. Southwestern might be the same. I don't know. But first class is essentially at the end of the carriage where, well, there's no door. The only difference between first class and normal class now is a different coloured cloth on the seats. You get blue in normal class, purple in first class, and then a sort of antimacassar doily thing on the back that just says first class on the back of the seats. Now, presumably, the people who are paying for first class have been moaning about this, saying, well, hang on, we pay a premium, but all we're doing is sitting there on purple seats. The seats are the same. Why are we paying a premium? And so what they've done to appease the first class payers is take the tables completely out of normal class. So another difference between normal and first is the fact that they've got tables and no longer have the people sitting in standard normal class. No tables at all. So this presumably makes first class people feel a bit more smug and superior about the whole thing. But in the meantime, I'm still paying. I'm not going first class. I'm still paying the normal price, but they've taken away my tables. All of them. Even the ones that come down from the back of the seats. And I'm frankly irritated about it and have just used valuable broadcasting time to moan about it and get it off my chest because I just remembered that that annoyed me. And that's frankly the only reason I mention it. Camilla, hello.
Oh, hello.
Camilla of the Parker Bowles.
Yeah, well, hello. Is that Radio 4?
Yes.
Oh, good. I thought it was.
It is Radio 4.
I just rang up because I sort of need to confess.
Well, this is the place to do it.
I've done a bit of splitting. Oops.
What have you split?
I think I sort of split someone royal.
Well, yes, but less about your bedroom activities.
Well,
and more,
they're quite interesting.
Are they?
They're very.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Could you elaborate, please?
I might be able to say more.
Say more.
More.
But in a way that sounds a bit less.
Right. Yeah, sort of 10 of us in this marriage.
10 of you now?
Yeah, I sort of cloned myself.
Right. I was going to suggest that perhaps there was you, the jug-eared fella.
Yes, lovely man.
And 8 horses.
That was it, yes. Didn't know what to go for.
Right.
Difficult decision.
Okay.
But I'm more cuddly.
It's good, Camilla, that you've rung up regarding the McCartney story. Obviously,
No, I don't go there.
You don't go there?
No.
Why don't you go there? Is this because you split up Charles and Diana?
Yes, I was just too guilty. Too terribly, terribly, but quite happy now.
You can't feel... Well, I bet you are happy, Camilla, didn't you?
Laughing now.
Because,
yes.
You know, at the end of the day, you won.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell us...
It's not a question of winning or losing.
Could you tell us the truth? Did you...
Me?
...pay to have her killed?
Pardon?
Did you pay to have her killed?
Oh, dear. It's all come all out in the wash.
Did you? It's a simple yes or no answer, Camilla.
But yes, but not then. It sort of went terribly wrong.
You did, really. But not then?
No.
Right?
Went terribly wrong.
Did it?
Mm. Can't say more.
Can't you?
No.
Why not? Prince Philip shoot you in the face like a panda.
Already has. Not noticed, have you?
No, you look the same, frankly.
Oh, that's right then, yes.
Mm.
Mm. Lovely.
Thank you. Thank you, Camilla, for calling.
Thank you, darling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Mental. Gabriel, hello.
Hello?
Hello. Tell me you're more sane than that.
I think so, yeah.
Glad to hear it. Where are you calling from?
Devon. Listen on the internet.
Devon?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was real.
Yes. What a mythical land. Just like Middle Earth.
Like the orcs. The orcs come from Devon.
Yeah. And I have to complain because what you said isn't right.
Oh, please, do tell me why.
Because if... They were under attack from orcs.
So let's just recap. Hang on, for anyone who wasn't tuned in then, let's just recap. We suggested that the McCartneys were complaining they'd been under siege from photographers. So Joshua phoned up earlier and said, you know, them being under siege would have brought them closer together. And I suggested that perhaps if they were under siege by an army of orcs at their East Sussex farmhouse and they were bombarding the walls of it with huge rocks fired from medieval-style catapults... Then that might have brought them closer together. That's the context we're talking about. So, sorry, Gabriel, for interrupting. I just had to bring people up to speed there.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so if you saw, like, 30-foot elephants...
Yep.
...with massive tusks, with barbed wire on the tusks...
Yeah.
...like Orokai coming at you...
Yeah.
...I think you'd run away. I think that's what they would do.
You'd run away. You might run away, but what if you were under siege in your farmhouse? Okay. Like the McCartneys?
Well,
if they're sitting in there, you know, perhaps enjoying, I don't know, sharing a vegetarian pasta bake, perhaps, of an evening. Let's set it up, Gabriel. Let's set up the scene. It's a pleasant evening
okay.
in the McCartney household in East Sussex. You know, they've got lots of money. They're sitting round. There's the fire burning there. Heather's legs leaning against the wall. They're sitting down. You know, they're enjoying a vegetarian pasta bake. And it's a lovely, lovely evening. Perhaps he's, you know, sort of humming Hey Jude or something.
Hey Jude.
Like that. Yeah. Perhaps, you know, and then all of a sudden, there's a thud. And the wall shakes, they look out of the window, and across the East Sussex Downs come an army of orcs, 50-foot elephants, an Uruk-hai, and Nazgul, and they're completely under attack. That, I'm suggesting, is going to keep them together.
Not really.
Okay. We have to go now for a moment. Yes, both of those, both real life and real London, you'll find. John, it was Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim. Yes, it was, thank you. One of the few books I've actually read, that's from Guy Fingers. No explanation as to who. John, don't talk about Heather Mills' leg, because Ian will try and get a day off. Ian Lee will try and get a day off work, convinced he's about to lose his. Right. Okay, let me just scroll up. Bear with me. I don't know how to work this. John, it's Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim. That's from Robert. It's a favourite. Oh, no, but it's by Robert. That's a very load of information. John, it's Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim by Robert C. O'Brien. No relation to James. A favourite of mine. That's from Jules in London. John, why is a laptop called a laptop, not a tabletop? I'm assuming that's the setup to a joke, but there's no punchline. John, when Elliot freed all the frogs in the lab in E.T., Erica Elianak was the girl he kissed at the end of the scene. That's from Neil. I don't think that's true. I think it was Drew Barrymore. The actress Drew Barrymore when she was a child. So there. Perhaps someone will put me right. I can't remember anything today. I didn't remember Erica Elianak, and I didn't remember Mrs. Frisbee, and it was her that was with the Rats of Nim. Anyway, all that aside, we stagger blindly now, or should that be deftly, actually, towards today's Mystery Sound Competition. That's right. The rules, as ever, are simple. I will play you a mystery sound, and you simply have to tell me what you think it is. It's an email or text-only quiz. Okay? Email or text-only. Email, homes@lbc.co.uk. Text 84850. If you think you know the answer, previously, by the way, we've given away two tickets for a trip round Steve Allen with this competition and an entire council estate and another thing. Today, though, guess the mystery sound correctly and you could win the A40 West Way. Yes, it's an amazing prize. The entire road stretching from its eastern end, where it bridges the A5 Edgware Road, all the way over to somewhere in Northolt. That is a that section, as well, was of the GLC-funded original 60s arterial thoroughfare can be yours to keep if you correctly guess today's mystery sound. So ears down, because here it comes. Right. Quite a tricky one, as usual, but if you think you know what that is, email homes@lbc.co.uk or text 84850 with your guess. Let's have another listen. And another listen. And another listen. And if you think you know what that is, text us or email us. Answers are already coming in, actually, via text. Jane from Hither Green, although she's put Hitler Green, don't know why. Hither Green thinks it's a car starting. David in Moorgate, that's Moorgate. That's very fast. He thinks it's a road drill. Let's have a listen. Could be. Alan in Clapham thinks it's a fire in a bin around the back of a Tesco's. No. Good guesses, though. Remember, there's everything to play for. Well, not everything, just a prize, which today is the A40 Westway. Win the A40 Westway only with the Mystery Sound Quiz on LBC 97.3. Let's have a quick listen to it. 84850 or homes@lbc.co.uk to win the A40 Westway this afternoon. Now, earlier I did moan quite a lot about trains and the fact that my tables have been taken away. Steve, line 804. Steve, hello.
Steve from Barnet.
Hello, Steve in Barnet.
Yeah, best thing to do is don't bother about what class you're in.
Yeah.
Worry about whether you're in the middle of the train, because if you have a crash in the train,
yeah,
it's normally the front or the back that gets smashed up.
So right,
you're
right.
You're paying a premium.
Yeah.
At the back to get killed easier.
Yeah.
And you're up with the ruffians in the front, and you can get killed easier that way. But if you're in the middle, your odds are a bit better, aren't they?
Well, I suppose they are, unless you get hit side-on.
Yeah, a bit difficult on a train, isn't it?
No, you see, because in Under Siege 2...
Yeah.
The terrorists attacked the train to steal the nuclear stuff that was on it.
Oh.
From the side, didn't they? Came in from the side, didn't they?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really watch all them. I've been in the action and all that sort of stuff. You know you're talking about them things from Middle-earth, what were they?
The orcs.
Yeah, well, what you really need is a Challenger 2 tank or an Abrams tank, and you can eliminate a lot of them.
Are you a military hardware expert, Steve?
No, but I've done a bit, but...
What have you done?
I was in the military police.
Were you?
Yeah, that's why I am the way I am now.
What way is that?
Sensible.
Is this why you know about the best place to sit in a train during a crash?
Yeah, sit in the middle.
But
you've got options.
Someone told me, though, that you're better off sitting... You know, people like to face forward on a train?
Mm.
And face away the train travel.
Yeah, you are safe.
People said sitting backwards, yeah, is that true?
Yeah, it is true, because your body absorbs more of the impact, whereas at the front, if you've got any, well, if you go forward, you'll just fly into the person in front of you, or the wall.
You were, why don't I have seatbelts on trains?
I don't know.
Is that a good idea?
Well, I don't know, it could be. But then again, if they had all the seats facing backwards,
yep,
then they wouldn't need seatbelts.
No.
So... maybe we should put in a petition.
Yeah.
To get all seats facing backwards.
Well, I'm more concerned that they've taken my tables away.
Yeah, that's a bit of a nightmare, because I went to Newcastle once.
Oh, only once, though.
Yeah. It was, luckily it was a return trip.
Good.
And then I was lucky I had a table.
Yeah. Did you take it out with you? Did you keep the table? Yeah.
I wanted to, but I wanted a TARDIS-like bag to put it in.
Yeah.
So, that was my adventures of Newcastle. Couldn't wait to get out, mind you.
No. Steve, we're going to leave it there.
7.3.
John, hello, I'm John, that I just mentioned my own name off there. I'm sitting in for Ian Lee. John, Drew Barrymore played Elliot's sister. That's from Jason in the Woolworths. Yes, I knew I was right, thank you. Drew Barrymore was Elliot's sister, yes. John, you're crap. Bring back Ian. Yeah, okay. But I do notice the network you're on there, that text costs you 40p, just to say that, so who wins? I do. John, I'll read that after the break. Good afternoon to you. I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. Lots of answers coming in, lots of guesses coming in for today's Mystery Sound competition. John, is the noise... Well, let's have a listen to the noise. Is that, John? I think it's the sound of someone opening an umbrella in a box. That's from Gavin. Nike say, is it a car starting? John, no, I'm afraid it isn't. This is from Audrey in Croydon. John, is that noise that of Jade Goody drinking milkshake? Let's have another quick listen. Oh, very close, Audrey. Don't forget, the prize this afternoon is the A40 Westway. We've got the whole A40 Westway to give away, if you can guess the mystery sound correctly. Last time I was on, we gave away two tickets to Steve Allen. And someone went for a trip round him in the intervening time. And sadly, though, he died during that. But never mind, we also gave away a council estate last time as well. But today, the A40 Westway, so everything to play for. John, is it the beginning of the song Stand and Deliver by Adam and the Ants? That's from Don in Winchmore Hill. John, it's Camilla Parker Bowles reaching a climax. That's from Lynn. Is it a stapler? That's from Jamie there. This, someone has just, texted as well. And you, sir, I have to say, are quite correct, Darren. It's not Drew Barrymore kissing Elliot in E.T., is it? No, it is Erica Elianak out of Under Siege. You're absolutely right, because Drew Barrymore played Elliot's sister in the film E.T. I stand very much corrected. I'm actually sitting, so I'm not... Actually, no, go on then. I'm now standing corrected. Sitting again now. Yes, it was. Yeah, very right. Thank you very much. Tony, hello.
Hello there, John.
Hello there, Tony.
Right, listen, I know that this is a funny part of the day, and that the show should follow a light and breezy routine. But the reason that you don't get a table,
yep,
in the part of the train that you're travelling in,
yep,
is, unfortunately,
yep,
because England is still steeped in identifying first and second class passengers.
Right.
And it's a reminder to all the people that can't use tables that they are indeed second class passengers.
What sort of people can't use tables?
Well, poor people that have to travel in second class.
Yes.
And so when I travel on the train,
yep,
first class, I can put my Curry's PC, which I'm still paying for,
yep,
on a table,
yep,
and pretend that I am much richer than Yao.
Right, thank you,
Mr.
Enfield.
And I chuckle to sometimes when people ring up and have the audacity to ask for a table which they've not paid for.
Hang on a minute, though, you see, Tony. You see, my argument is that I have paid for a table because there used to be a table on my train. They haven't reduced my ticket price.
No, they haven't.
There was a table. Now there's not a table.
No, but what they've done is that they've enhanced the colour scheme, made more pastel the colours,
yeah,
in the first class, so that the people in the second class can look at it and aspire to greater things when they get to work, having had their scalding coffee poured, yeah, all over their knees and their laptops.
But is it not fair, as it were, that, okay, fair enough, I see what you're saying, that maybe on the way here I should aspire to become a first-class rail passenger. But what I'm saying is, there used to be tables.
Yes.
But now there are no tables. If there weren't tables in the first place, perhaps I wouldn't have missed them. But now...
No, you're absolutely right, John. There used to be tables, and what happens is that the poor people that were in that department of the train...
The scum.
Used to break the furniture. And so it
That's
would
true.
Seem necessary for your own protection to remove... In fact, there is a move to have all the seats taken out,
yep,
and have you all herded in
like
a
cattle.
Carriage where we don't have to look at you.
I've read that, and that's also, isn't it, the one where that you, as a first-class passenger, Tony...
Yes.
Am I right in saying that you, as you come into the stations,
yeah,
to board the train, you're going to be given electric cattle prods, and you can force us onto the carriages with electric shocks as we stand in our own
filth. European Court of Human Rights wouldn't allow us to do that, but instead what we've been given is buns, and we're going to throw them at the people at the 6:20 Reading to London and scream out, Yahoo, we've got plenty of space.
Buns?
Yes, buns.
Why buns?
Well, because apparently they don't really do a lot of injury, but they're insulting. And we in the first class department really don't... And in fact...
Buns are fairly insulting.
Much closer to the poor people than really our ticket price, dictates.
What's the most...
We should have a barrier.
What's the most insulting bun? Is it an iced bun?
No, it'll be a sort of yesterday's current bun. I can't remember.
It's not very current if it's yesterday's, is it?
No, well, less current bun.
That's better.
A less current bun lobbed out at the passengers as we go by.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, the jobs that they're going to are menial, and
yep,
if you think about it logically, we are actually saving the money going on the train. They can return back to their houses,
yep,
and save up to come to work one day as first class.
You're assuming they live in houses.
Well, most of the
hovels.
Yes,
the people who go travel second class.
Oh my God,
hovels.
I've made a mistake.
You've made a fundamental error, Tony.
Oh, no, I haven't, because yes. Well, we refer to them as houses in the city.
Yes,
but in fact, I know for a fact that pretty shortly, soon after the hosepipe ban, there's going to be a thing coming from the council which will ask the poor people, do you have a spare room in your house which we could put a family in?
Right.
But that won't apply to first class because our information is not given out on a database to anybody.
Right.
Anyway, I really must go now.
Okay, Tony, thanks for that.
I've got to fetch some coal in for my governor.
Go on, go on then.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Perhaps, Tony, the orcs should have thrown buns, big buns, out of their huge medieval catapults at the McCartney's farmhouse, sort of as an insult rather than just trying to raise it to the ground. Joyce in Bromley, hello.
Hello, John.
Hello,
I'm
Joyce.
Ringing up, who's that stupid idiot that keeps ringing up that poor travel girl, telling her about different songs?
Do you know, I've no idea who that is. I've been wondering the same myself, Joyce.
What an idiot. For God's sake, don't let him on again.
What an idiot.
He is an idiot.
He is literally an idiot.
I think he's embarrassing that poor girl.
I think you're probably right.
And I feel very sorry for her.
If she's listening, Which I imagine she is, Joyce.
Okay.
She will feel warmed by your kind thoughts.
Yeah, well, tell her I'm very sorry for her and don't let that idiot back on again.
In your opinion.
And it's very nice, in my opinion, and it's very nice to hear you instead of the other bloke that's usually on.
The other bloke.
What's his name?
Ian.
Lee something.
Lee Ian.
Something.
Lee
yeah.
Ian.
Well, you're much better than him. So if you're on, I'll listen more.
Oh, bless you, Joyce. That's okay. While you're there, Joyce, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if the McCartneys were under siege from Middle Earth orcs in their East Sussex farmhouse, do you think that would have brought them closer together? Or
no, I don't think so. No? I think they were meant to part.
Right, and you think them being under siege...
Yeah.
Would you think then that they'd have preferred their house to be bombarded with buns?
Well, probably they
or
would,
rocks?
No, probably bombarded with buns.
They'd have to be vegetarian buns, though, wouldn't they, Joyce?
They would have to be, yeah.
Yeah. I've got an email here, Joyce, that says, regarding, I don't know whether you were listening earlier, but I was suggesting that perhaps Heather Mills McCartney was hiding in a cake on a ship while terrorists were attacking it, and Paul, who was cooking, then came out armed with Uzis and rescued her. Okay?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether he would come out and rescue her. Would he find her?
Well, I don't know, but I've got an email here that suggests that she wouldn't even be able to get inside the birthday cake.
She probably wouldn't.
Because she wouldn't be able to bend her leg.
No, that's right. That is right. I mean, I'm very sorry that she's lost her leg, but really and truly, I think if it was on the cards they were going to part. I said that at the beginning when she first married him.
Yes.
So,
Did you say that?
I did.
You don't think you've cursed the marriage, do you, Joyce?
No, I didn't. I just said when she... I said, well, she's not a bit like Linda. Linda was lovely, his first wife.
Yeah.
And,
do you know why I think... I've got a text here as well that suggests another reason. It's that every time Heather went to the fridge... or the freezer to get dinner, she was confronted with the face of Linda. On all of the food.
Oh, possibly, yeah.
Do you think that's why she was annoyed?
Probably.
it's worth a thought, isn't it, Joyce?
Yes, it is.
Have you ever had any of Linda McCartney's vegetarian food?
No, I never have, because I'm not vegetarian.
No, but you can still eat vegetarian food. The rules aren't the same the other way around.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not particularly fond of meat, but I'm not vegetarian.
Okay. Okay. Joyce, Joyce, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, dear.
Thank you very much.
To talk to you too.
And goodbye now. LBC 97.3. Hello. John Holmes in for Ian Lee. Lots of answers coming in for the mystery sound quiz. Let's have a look what we got here. John, is it the sound of Nick Ferrari? That's how they spelt it. Getting annoyed at Ken Livingstone. That's from Pergal in Croydon. No. Let's have a quick listen to the mystery sound. Tricky one today. Don't forget the prize is the entire A40 Westway. John, does the prize come with 2 hours of stationary traffic? That's Mandy in Maidstone. Yes, it does. As soon as someone wins it, the state of the A40 at the time is exactly what you will win. John, is the sound an underwater mouse? No, it isn't. John, where the hell do you come from? Stop trying to be funny, cause you're crap. In answer to that, I come from my mummy's tummy. John, ignore the losers who don't get it. Your show is sublime, which I think means it's, in the scale of fruit, it's somewhere below lime. John, good afternoon. Yes, here we go. The mystery sound, John, is an oxygen depletion alarm, the type used by newlywed pensioners. Let's have a quick listen. That's from Bob in Shepperton. Thanks for that. John, I think it's a Big Mac carton being opened. That's from Phil. Another listen to that. Another listen to that. There we go. John, is it someone bouncing on a diving board? No, it isn't. No, if you think you know the answer to that mystery sound competition this afternoon, don't forget you have the A40 Westway to win. Meanwhile, you can call us, of course, on 0870 90 90 973. And we've also got, this is still to come, we are going to be playing, we're going to be helping the government this afternoon track down those missing immigrants that they've lost track of, including the ones that Charles Clarke let out of prison to go around murdering people, by playing Foreign Immigrant Murdering Battleships, which is an easy game to play. The rules are the same as they are with battleships, but I'll explain all of that in a moment. But meantime, I'm going to talk to Jack, who's in Dagenham. Hello, Jack.
Hello, John. All right, mate?
I'm fine. Are you? How's Dagenham today?
Raining.
Raining.
Watering the flowers. I've just turned on the radio. I've just come out to pick my wife up from the train station.
Yes.
I've just turned the radio on, and all I heard was Paul McCartney. Someone was talking about Paul McCartney and his wife, Evermore.
Were they? Oh, that's not us. I don't know what you're listening to.
I don't know who it was talking. No. Anyway, the first thing that came to mind was I watched The Thing recently on BBC.
The Thing? What, the film? The John Carpenter film, The Thing?
No, it was a... what was it? It's about leather and fur, and fake fur and stuff like that.
Right.
And I just wanted to say, if people with too much money and too much time on their hands doing things like this, what are they doing? I just wanted to get my point out, really.
Well, that, you know, I like that we're a conduit for your point, Jack.
And also, this fella that went on 24 News, or News 24, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the man who shouldn't have been there.
What's he all about? He's been in the paper ever since.
He has.
What's all that about?
Well, I think that, you know, the two stories could be connected, Jack. You might be onto something.
No, I don't know. I just wanted to talk to someone because I'm waiting for my wife.
And you're a bit lonely, are you?
I am, actually, yeah.
Did you mean to phone the Samaritans but get the wrong number?
That's one, yeah. Wrong number, yeah.
What if the two stories...
Anyway, I want a large pizza and a bottle of Diet Coke.
Right, if it's late, we'll give you a free motorbike.
Oh, cheers, John.
Is that it?
That's it, mate.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that it? All over. I was going to expand on the idea that...
Good luck to Arsenal tonight.
What?
Good luck to Arsenal.
Yes.
Although I won't be watching it.
Why? What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not really a football fan. I'm a rugby fan. I'm supposed to be watching the film. Walk the Line.
Why wish them good luck, then, if you're not a football fan?
They're a London club, aren't they?
They are, yes.
Although they're all foreigners, like every other football team these days. But there we go.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, John. Cheers, mate.
It's like sort of a bizarre form of satire. All them bloody foreigners, bloody hell. John, hang on, I was going to read you another text there that amused me. Hang on one tick. John, there's another guest for the Mystery Sound. John, is the Mystery Sound Osama bin Laden enjoying a meal of Linda McCartney's vegetarian cottage pie while on vacation in Basra? what? And I can't read that out. That's going to get me into trouble. So anyway, let's move on slightly. And as we all know, Charles Clarke, ex Home Secretary Charles Clarke, a few weeks ago let out 1,000 foreign criminals who all went on to have an affair with John Prescott. I think I've got a story right. But it seems that no one knows where they are still. Not only that, we learn, of course, from today's news that there are the government don't know where any immigrants are at all in the country. Thus, we can help them this afternoon by playing Foreign Criminal Immigrant Battleships. Yes, it was the subject of this week's Panorama on BBC One as well, and I thought it's time we stood up to do something to help. Thus, you, the LBC listener, can assist me by tracking them down. Call now to play Foreign Criminal Battleships, 0870 9090973. Well, how it's going to work is this. I've drawn a grid on a bit of paper, and I've hidden within it, like the game Battleships, several foreign murdering immigrant criminals by drawing an X in the grid where they might be. If you can guess where on the grid they might be by phoning in and playing Battleships, you'll win a prize. And I've actually got a real, genuine prize here, and it's two tickets to see Hardfi tonight at the Carling Brixton Academy. Two tickets to see Hardfi tonight at the Carling Brixton Academy. When we come back, after the news and such, we will begin to play Foreign Murdering Criminal Battleships. Call 0870 9090973 to register to play. So, Foreign Criminal Battleships coming up. If you want to help find the 1,000 criminals and countless immigrants that are missing, that have all been let loose by ex-Home Secretary Charles Clarke, then call to play LBC's Foreign Battleships right now, 0870 9090973. Actual prize to give away. We do have some CDs as well, but two tickets to Hardfi tonight at the Carling Brixton Academy. That's absolutely true. Here they are. Listen. That's the noise they make. I've actually got them in my mortal hands. And, but the only downside of that is you have to come here to pick them up, because obviously they wouldn't arrive in the post, would they? Or perhaps I could text them to you. Very quickly, before we do go to the news, I've got Greeky Lion.
Yes, you have, John. How are you? London, how's the world? And hello, John.
We're all the better for having you on it.
Okay, a bit of a subject, which I know has been on, obviously, on one of the other guys that was presenting it.
Yeah.
But what's happening right now in Clapham Common, on the pavement side...
Yes.
The water's been leaking for 2 days, and the shopkeepers, I told them I've got contacts in LBC, and I'm on there regular.
Right.
So they asked me, the Indian people that own the sweet shop and the restaurant on the pavement side, it's called the Pavement Clapham Common.
Yep.
It's been leaking out the water from the ground.
Is it spurting or dribbling?
It's running.
Running.
It's running like a little slow river.
Okay.
And it's coming out of the earth. And I thought it's a bit unfair on all these people. They're telling us about hose pipes.
And water meters.
And, you know, they're not coming to fix a leak that 2 days ago people have told them there's water flying out.
Right.
What are they supposed to do, shoe themselves?
Right, I'm angry now, Greeky Lion.
Thank you.
I'm angry on your behalf. I'm angry on behalf of everyone in London. How dare they? How dare they leave this?
Are you angry about that?
No, I'm angry. I'm very angry. Everyone's angry.
You heard the Clapham people there? They're mad.
I can hear them in the background. Make them shout angrily now.
They're angry.
Make them shout.
Shall I make them shout?
Make them shout now!
Oh, you're
shout.
Angry! Shout! Even the dog was barking.
Is the electric telephone number to call that you're numbering in. 08709090973. Text 84850. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. Email here. Hi, John. Great show. That's love from all your fans on Digital Spy. That's from Jay. I love people on Digital Spy. They're like my family of geeks. No, I love them. John, is the Mission Noise Camilla Parker Bowles? No. John, regarding the Paul McCartney-Heather Mills split, and your question, your phone-in and emailing topic as to whether I've ever split anyone up or we have, I once split up two dogs in the park. I don't know if that counts. That's from Teresa. What's this? Not reading that out. That's illegal. John, Mystery Noise, is it a food blender? Let's have a quick listen to the Mystery Noise. Is it a food blender? Could be close. Don't forget, we are giving away the entire Westway A40 this afternoon, if you know what that mystery noise is. A couple more guesses as well. John, and to Manji and Hackney, is it a dripping tap? Let's have a listen. No. Steve from Wimbledon. John, is it some marmalade being put on an orphan? No, I don't think so. Nikki from Croydon, I've heard that sound round here in Croydon. Is it a stabbing? No, well, keep them coming in. We have got the A40 to give away. But in the meantime, why not ring us and play Foreign Criminal Battleships? I've genuinely got genuine prizes to give away. I'm not joking. Listen. That's some free tickets to see Hardfi. We've also got CDs and things. Call us, 0870-9090973. We all know there are thousands of missing immigrants. That's been in the news. Some of them are murdering ones. That's also been in the news. But where are they? The government don't know. Nobody seems to know. So to help, let's find them by playing a game of Foreign Criminal Battleships. I've got a grid here that I've drawn on paper with A to N down one side and 1 to 13 across the top. And within that grid are marked foreign criminals. I've marked them like a game of battleships. It's a game of battleships. What I'm saying to you is it's as easy as a game of battleships, so you've got no excuse. Give us a call. Let's get someone on air now to play the game of battleships, because you will win a prize. There's people ringing. Let's get someone on. Na-di-da. Foreign Criminal Battleships. 0870-9090973. John, read the A40. Are the services included? Because I love those little photo sticker machines. That's from Bob in Essex. Yes. Yes, they will also be part of the prize. John. What? No, it's just ridiculous. John, what's the number for the quiz? The number for the quiz, number for the battleships, is 0870909097. Were you not listening? Were you not listening, person there? That is the number to play Foreign Criminal Battleships. It's like a game of battleships, but with foreign criminals instead of battleships. I've got a grid. I've marked some on there. If you guess, all you have to do is guess, like, you know, oh, is it E5? And if that corresponds with where I've marked a foreign criminal, you'll win a prize. It's, how simple can it be, London? Let's find out, because Raj is on the phone. Hello.
Hi, John.
How are you?
All right, where's Ian today?
Do you know, no one knows. The rumour is that Nick Ferrari has eaten him after mating.
Really?
Yep, that's the rumour, that's what everyone here is saying.
Mating with what? Not that sound?
No, not at all.
I've not played Battleships, can I have a look at the sound?
A look at the sound?
No, it's going to have a guess at the sound.
Yeah, I suppose you can, after you play Battleships, though.
Come then.
Right, okay, now you know the rules of Battleships?
Sort of.
Okay, well I'll explain it to you. What we're doing, we're trying to find the missing immigrants.
Okay.
Instead of Battleships. I've got a grid here, it's A to N, or 1 to 13, across the top, A to N down the bottom. You've got to pick a grid reference, like the game Battleships, like the child's game Battleships.
Yep.
If you pick a square where I have marked a foreign murdering criminal immigrant scum, you will win two tickets to see Hard-Fi tonight, presuming you want to.
Yeah, why not? We'll see what we can do.
It's at the Carling Brixton Academy place.
I'll try to make it.
Okay. In that case...
Yep.
First caller, have a guess.
B14.
B14. That's old, isn't it? Because I said it went up to 13 at the top.
Oh,
B12. I'm afraid that's a miss.
Oh, God. Can I have another guess?
No.
What about a guess at the sound?
Well, you could have a guess at the sound, yes.
Is it a constipated horse trying to let some air out?
I'm afraid that's also the wrong answer, Raj. But thanks for your call.
Thank you.
If you want to play Foreign Criminal Battleships, you could win two tickets to see Hard-Fi tonight at the Brixton Academy. They're absolutely true. They've actually genuinely listened. This is the noise of them on the microphone. That's the genuine noise. Johnny, the engineer, is now staring at me in a sort of you've-now-broken microphone that cost about £400 sort of way. But no matter. No matter, London, because it's worth it for you to win the tickets. Hard-Fi tonight at the Carling Brixton Academy. They've actually genuinely given me these tickets to give away. Absolutely true. And CDs as well. We've got some CDs. Paul is on the phone, I think. Paul, Battleships. Paul.
Yeah, ready for that.
Okay, you know the rules of Battleships?
I certainly do.
Foreign criminal Battleships. Incidentally, do you have an opinion, before we play the game, as to whether or not the McCartneys would be drawn closer together by having their East Sussex farmhouse under siege from marauding Middle Earth monsters?
No, I don't have an opinion.
Okay, fair enough.
Could I guess the sound as well?
Possibly. But okay. First, it's Battleships.
B14.
No, that's what someone else just said.
Oh, right,
it only goes up to 13. How simple can I make this?
B8.
B8.
Oh.
It's a miss!
Oh.
Gutted. Gutted. Oh. It's a miss.
The mystery sound.
It's a miss. Go on then, mystery sound. Go on.
Camilla Parker Bowles.
Oh! You're not the first person to guess that. Let's have another listen. Close, Paul, but I'm afraid not. No prizes for you. Next caller is for Battleships. Sanjeev, hello.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm fine. You're calling from Croydon?
Yeah, I am.
What's going on? I was in Croydon the other day, actually.
It's raining like mad, as normal, and there's a hosepipe ban, and that's about it.
Yep. According to Man in Clapham, there's a river running down the hill there where they haven't fixed it.
So what I was thinking is there's loads of people from Thames Water to stand around with buckets and we should have no water shortage.
Yeah, just standing on the corner of streets.
Exactly.
Can you hang on for me, Sanjeev, before we play Battleships, because I have to go, I have to just go away a minute. Just time to give you the roundup this afternoon of London's museums in reverse alphabetical order. The Wallace Collection, Victoria and Albert Museum, Theatre Museum, Sir John Soane's Museum, the Science Museum, Florence Nightingale Museum, Natural History Museum, Museum of London, London Transport Museum, Dr. Johnson's House, Imperial War Museum, Freud Museum, Dickens House Museum, Design Museum, Percival David Foundation of Chinese Art, Clink Prison, British Museum, Brahma Museum of Tea and Coffee, Bethnal Green Museum of Childhood, Bank of England Museum, and if there are any changes to that order alphabetically, we will, of course, be the first to let you know here on LBC 97.3. We are now playing Murdering Criminal Immigrant Battleships. They're all missing. Immigrants are missing. We know that from the news. We know the government have lost them, so we're trying to help by tracking them down. And what's more, it's for prizes. And as we had to take a break there, but before that, Sanjeev was about to have a guess. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Hello, sorry for holding.
No problem.
But, you know, it might all be worth it. Well, did you have a guess? I can't remember.
Right. No, I haven't had a guess yet.
Okay.
I was just going to ask you a question. You know, like, battleships take up a couple of squares. Are these immigrants lying down, or are they sort of standing up?
They're standing up.
Yeah, you take one square.
Yep, you take one. Right. They're not across squares. They are in one square. You've got A to N down the side of the grid.
Yeah.
And 1 to 13 across the top of the grid. And marked within it, I can tell you, let me just show it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There are 13 immigrants marked within the immigrant battleship grid. If you land on one, you win two tickets to see Hardfi tonight at the Carling Academy.
E7.
You're saying to me E7.
Yeah.
That's an E followed by a 7.
Yeah.
This is like Deal or No Deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
E7. I'm afraid it's a miss.
Ah.
Oh, Sanjay, I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
Sorry, mate.
No problem.
No, thanks for your call. And you, sir. Now we've got Sarah in... Sarah Marie... Kent. Hello?
What?
Hello, Sarah.
Hiya.
How are... I've got written... It says Sarah Marie Love.
That is...
Is that right. your
well,
whole
no,
name?
Well, that's my MySpace name.
That's I your MySpace...
reveal my real name.
Oh, that's your MySpace name.
Yeah. Are you on MySpace?
I am on MySpace, yeah.
Are you on MySpace? No, sorry.
What? What?
Don't worry.
I see what you're doing.
You know that...
Can I be your MySpace friend?
Pardon?
Can I be your MySpace friend?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay. I'll have to look you up now.
Yeah, it's just Sarah Marie Love.
Sarah Marie Love MySpace.
Yeah,
I'll find you and I'll be your friend.
Oh, thank you.
That's all right.
I've got about 700, but...
I've got none. No friends.
Oh.
I've got no MySpace friends.
Well, get a MySpace then.
I've got a MySpace. No one wants to be my friend.
Well, you must have at least one. Tom must be your friend.
Well, Tom is always everyone's friend, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
Pete, you realise thousands of listeners are going, what are they talking about?
Well, then they're so not down with the
They're not down with the MySpace kids. Get on the internet, look at MySpace, that's my answer to you, and then all will be revealed.
And you know that thing about that McCartney bloke from the Beatles?
Never, I've not heard of him.
Paul McCartney. Paul? Yeah, and his, like, ex-wife, whatever.
And his rapidly splitting up wife.
Anyway, you know, The orcs and stuff you were talking
about. The orcs, yes.
Yeah, and the giant elephants. They wouldn't actually attack them, would they? Because they're vegetarians.
Well, the McCartneys wouldn't attack the orcs.
Yeah, or the elephants, because they're vegetarians.
No, well, I wasn't suggesting they'd attack the orcs here. I was suggesting they were under siege in their farmhouse.
That would be so funny.
And the orcs were attacking the McCartneys as they were having a pleasant evening in, you know, throwing, you know... It's a cold winter's evening is what I'm picturing it, Sarah. It's a cold winter's evening and they're sitting around in their quite probably expensive armchairs. You know, they're sitting around, perhaps Stella's there, you know, doing a crossword. You know, it's cold, the knights have drawn in, they've, you know, thrown another leg on the fire. And, and they're sitting around, and then suddenly their lives are rocked by thousands of Middle-earth orcs and Uruk-hai attacking on giant elephants and medieval catapults firing, we now know, giant currant buns at their property.
What about, like, Harry Potter creatures, like the big spiders?
Do they have a name?
The big spiders.
Just big spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
oh god, what are the other creatures?
A Gryffindor. Is that a creature or a house?
Yeah, definitely.
And
funny.
Hippogriff.
Hippogriff. Where's Ian today, by the way?
He's dead.
He's dead. He's actually been eaten by the breakfast presenter.
Nick Ferrari has eaten Ian Lee.
Oh, I wonder what he tasted like.
Quite stringy. Yeah. Like a bean.
Well, you're doing a very good job.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. What do you do, Sarah?
Not a lot. I'm a student.
You're a student.
Right. I had a day off because I'm actually ill.
You don't sound very ill to me.
Oh, trust me. I feel violently sick.
What's wrong with you?
There's a virus going around the college.
Is there?
Like, dying.
Is it, what, exam fear?
You know, I haven't got any exams.
Haven't you?
It's all written work.
Mm. All written work, the easy way. What are you a student of, Sarah Marie?
I am a student of the creative industries.
What the hell does that mean?
You know, I don't have a clue.
And what year are you in?
The first year, foundation degree.
Well, you find them because the clue part comes in year two.
Really?
Yeah. You're not supposed to have a clue in the first year. In the second year, that's when they give you a clue as to what the course even is.
Well, yesterday, I had Movement for Actors, and I had to pretend to be a piece of yellow wallpaper.
Oh. Okay. Have you ever thought, you know, that perhaps you're wasting your life?
Yes. I think I'm having a mid-yeast crisis.
A what crisis?
A mid-yeast crisis.
A mid-yeast crisis? What's that?
Youth.
Oh, youth.
I'm 20. I'm nearly 21. I think I'm just going to that stage of my life where I'm thinking...
What the hell am I doing?
Yeah. Why bother?
Why? Why indeed? But I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
You know.
Yeah, add me. Make sure you add me, won't you?
I certainly will be adding you now. I'm going to write it down. Look, listen, wait, hang on.
Yeah. I want to hear you write it down.
Okay.
If by any chance I do win the tickets, you know I'm ill, can I have a CD instead?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hang on. So what's your MySpace name, Sarah? You're going to get loads of friends after this now.
I hope so. Add me. Yay.
Yeah.
I want to be a DJ as well, so.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's what this is it?
No. Well, yeah, the MySpace is, but yeah. I also like having friends on there, because I don't get out much being a poor student.
No, that's what you do. Do you live in Sevenoaks, then?
Yeah. Caviar, darling, caviar.
Are you a student in Sevenoaks or in London?
In Tunbridge.
In Tunbridge?
Yeah.
Oh.
I go to West Kent College. I shouldn't say that out loud, because someone might come stalk
that me. Now hundreds of people will be stalking you.
Yeah, like the mentalist, illegal immigrants.
Only mental people listen to this.
Yeah, you might have a point. You know that Anna Rayburn?
She's mental.
I was still so depressed after listening for 2 hours of her.
Oh, well, this has probably cheered you. Oh, hang on, Sarah, I've got to go away. But don't you go away.
All right.
Stay right there, because you haven't played Battleships yet. It's LBC 97.3. It is 08709090973 is the number if you want to play foreign immigrant battleships. We know the government have lost them. The government are inept. So we're going to help them find them. I've got a battleship grid. It's like a game of battleships, but with immigrants. Call to play. 08709090973. Also, keep the calls coming in. The texts and emails, rather, for the Mystery Sound Competition, which sounds like this. 84850 homes at lbc.co.uk. And a very good afternoon, stroke evening to you. I'm John Holmes. I'm sitting in for Ian Lee, who's not here today. John, read the mystery sound competition. The mystery noise, is it Princess Anne eating ice cream while her dog is chewing on someone's leg? No, I'm afraid it isn't that. John, I think the mystery noise is a tomato. Slightly odd. No, it isn't. Why don't we have another quick listen to the mystery noise? If you think you know what that is, 08485 84850 is the text, or you can email homes at lbc.co.uk. Today we're giving away the A40 Westway as a prize, all the way from where it goes over the Edgware Road, right through to Northolt. That section of the A40 Westway could be yours. And yours alone this afternoon if you guess the mystery sound correctly. We're also playing foreign immigrant battleships. You'll have heard in the news there with Emily Littlemont that the government don't know where hundreds of immigrants are in the country. They've lost them. So I thought, well, why not help them out by trying to find them? And that's where you, LBC listener, come in. Sarah Marie was about to play the game of foreign immigrant battleships.
Hello.
Hello again to
Can
you.
Can I guess what the sound is as well?
Everyone keeps trying to do that, but it's a battleship's phoning. The sound is a text in.
It's a really good one, though.
All right, well, perhaps we'll do battleships first.
Okay.
So, I've got a grid, 1 to 13 across the top, A to N down the bottom, like a grid from the game Battleships.
Mm-hmm.
Within it, I have marked a cross representing the position of 13 missing immigrants.
If I find one, what can I do to it?
You can't do anything, you just win a prize.
Oh, all right,
don't sound so disappointed. Have a guess.
C8.
Mm-hmm. It's a miss.
Ah.
Oh, sorry, Sarah.
Oh, no. Never mind, it was worth a try.
It's actually a miss. But it was beautiful to talk to you. You've gone. Eduardo, hello.
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 Good afternoon.
Yes.
I play Battleship.
Oh, yes, you can.
But listen.
I'm listening.
Prior to that, I wanted to ask about the MySpace thing.
Yes.
Now, although I do sound quite old, I'm not.
How old are you?
I'm only 35.
That's not old.
That's not old at all, is it? And I'm still young enough to enjoy MySpace,
good.
Surely.
Yes, of course
but,
you are. Yep.
But, see, I put myself up there.
Yep.
But obviously I've got Tom as my friend, and this was yesterday.
Yes.
But what I did notice...
Yes.
...is that there are incredibly fit women all over the place on MySpace.
Did you notice that?
I noticed that. Now, is it protocol just to go and... can you just sort of, like, tag them?
Tag
or
them?
Do you have to wait to be invited?
What, like with a taser weapon?
Whatever you like.
I don't think like, that... I think that's frowned upon, isn't it?
Do you have to wait? Do you have to, like... be invited to be their friend?
Are you trying to stalk people?
Well, I'm not trying to stalk people. I just, like, because otherwise it figures that all the guys on MySpace are just going to add themselves to the pretty women, and all the women are just going to add themselves to each other.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Aye, aye, aye.
Many would say.
But is that how it works? Or do you have to, because I, you know, like, I don't know any computer people.
No.
No.
I think you just, you can, what you do, you say, on MySpace.
Yeah.
There's probably so many people going, oh, what are you talking about? On MySpace, what you do, you go on, and then you can, if you like the look at someone, you can go, you send them an email via their thing, going, can I be your friend? And then they can view
can
your
I
profile.
Can I be your friend?
Can I, will you show me your thing, you say?
That's a bit low, isn't it?
Well, that's what, well, I'm just telling you what
can
it is.
Can I be your friend?
That's what, and then they are allowed to look at your profile, and if they like the look at you...
I haven't put any profile up.
Well,
put a picture.
You've put a picture?
Yeah.
Of yourself?
All right.
Are you holding a taser weapon?
No.
Right.
I'm holding a weapon.
Don't go there.
I'm not going there, son.
Good. The answer to your question...
Yeah. Because I don't want to just be rude and, like, just, like, go and, well, barge in people's lives.
No, well, that's what it's for, though.
It just seems like it's another way of trying to make people pull each other.
Do you think Paul McCartney's on MySpace now?
I think he needs to be.
Trying to...
I mean, why did he choose her in the first place? Paul McCartney, I mean, seriously, he's
yeah.
got enough money. He could have had pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
Well,
over 30.
Pretty much.
Anyone over 30, probably. Her? I mean, she's a good... She's got a nice face, but, you know, it's just... Look how it's all ended.
What's wrong with the rest of her?
Nothing.
Good. Careful.
And look how it's all ended. It's all gone up in, you know...
It's all gone.
It's all gone. It's all
There's
over.
Talk in the news, I hear there, that it could be the biggest ever divorce case in Britain.
It worked well.
They yeah. earn £60 a minute.
Is that all? I thought they would have got more than that.
Did you?
I think
well, you thought
Beckham should get divorced.
Sorry,
that would be the biggest.
I've been corrected.
One, it?
It's news just in. That's £60 a second.
That's more like it.
That is
it?
More like That's more than Chris Moyles.
That's serious, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
What could you do with £60 a second? I could have some serious fun with that.
You could, couldn't you?
With a lot of people.
You buy a lot of taser weapons with that and stalk a lot of girls, you weird man.
Yes.
Are you going to have a go at battleships?
Yes, please.
Okay, you know the rules.
Ah, yes.
You've got to find a missing immigrant.
Okay.
And to do so, you've got a grid that's 8 to N and 1 to 13. You pick a grid reference. If there's an immigrant marked in it, you found one for the government, and you can win a prize.
Hold on.
Yep.
N is for the 14th letter of the alphabet.
Yeah.
And you've only gone up to number 13, so
yep.
there's a missing grid.
I didn't say it was accurate.
Fair enough.
Okay.
A1.
A1.
Lay it on me, baby.
It's a miss.
You're joking.
I'm not.
Everyone puts it on A1.
I don't.
You fiddled it.
I haven't fiddled with anything.
I'm surprised you didn't give that girl a hit.
I'm gonna hold this up to show Helen the producer whether or not there's mark in the grid on A1. Can you see that?
Surely it's not.
I'm fine. She says absolutely fine. There is no.
Oh well, if a member of your team said then it's not rigged, then it's not rigged.
It's not rigged. Honestly, if someone gets one right, I've got to give these tickets away before 6 o'clock.
Can you fax me a copy
of the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so I know it's not rigged.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Do you want to give out your fax number on the radio?
Not a chance.
Then I can't fax you, can I?
Ciao for now.
Nice. That was Eduardo, the MySpace stalker. Should he apply to be your friend on the computer site MySpace, beware of him. He's dangerous. Don in Battersea is on the telephone. Hello, Don.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I don't want to spoil your fun, John. You know what I mean?
Too late, Don. You just did.
Oh.
Because next to your name it says complaint.
No. It was, next to my name should be posing a question.
Pose away.
Right. It was just that I just got in my car and I just heard this game you were playing. And obviously, you know, since speaking to your friend Helen, you know, I mean, obviously it slightly changed the title a bit. I just thought personally, it was just a bit insensitive taking in the political environment that we're in at the moment to be playing a game like that so soon. You know what I mean? Because we have chances of all nationality in this country.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And, you know, if we're going to play a game like that, you should be calling it idiot government battleships. Do you know what I mean? Sink the government or something.
Actually,
like
you've got a fair point there.
You know, and...
Because at the end of the day, this game is helping the government, inept government, find the immigrants. It's
yeah,
not... That, yeah.
It's not this... Okay, we've got immigrants coming in...
Which is fine, of course.
I
have no problem with this.
But
it's the government that have lost them.
Yeah, but it's the case of, you know, if you leave the chicken coop open, the foxes are going to get in. You know,
there are foxes.
No. That's my scenario of the whole situation. If you leave the chicken coop open, the foxes will get in.
Who's left the chicken coop open?
The government.
The government have left the chicken coop open as well.
Yeah, exactly.
They're worse than I thought, Don.
I know, but listen, B13.
B. Oh, you're having a go, though.
Yeah, go on then.
Oh, I see. You're trying not to complain about it, and then you want to play it,
no,
Don.
No,
you hypocrite!
No, you're a reasonable man.
I am.
You know what I mean? And your researcher explained it adequately for me to understand, because obviously, you know, I couldn't quite catch the concept.
Because I didn't explain adequately, is what you're saying.
What? You said it, not Bubba.
What?
I said, you said it, not me, Bubba.
Okay. You said B13.
Yeah.
But someone guessed that earlier, and it was wrong. So I'm going to... Because I like you, Don, I'm gonna give you another guess. Because someone's already guessed that.
D12.
D12. It's a miss. I'm sorry, Don. It really genuinely isn't. I know this sounds like I'm just going to miss to everyone, but I'm not. Think about it. If the grid is A to N and 1 to 13...
Can I have one more go, then?
You've got loads.
Can I have one more go?
Yeah, no, go on then, one more go. Go on. Seeing as it's you and you've phoned up to complain.
All right, then,
If you win, though, you're never allowed to phone up and complain again.
You're on.
Okay, go.
You're on. All right, then, let's say,
it's not difficult.
A...
Yeah.
Six.
Yes, you've won a prize! You phoned up to complain, yet you've won. You've found a missing, murdering immigrant. Well done, Don.
Top man, what's my prize?
You can have two tickets to see Hard Fight tonight, if you can get there.
Where's that?
It's at the Brixton Academy.
What were you doing there, play?
I'll explain in a minute.
All right, mate.
And real John, sitting in for pretend Ian. Good afternoon, it's 10 to 6 now. Just a message here, which I do like. Where is it? Hang on. This is just, we were talking, of course, about the McCartneys being under siege in their farmhouse from orcs and Uruk-hai, like out of Lord of the Rings. John, I'd recommend a level 8 scimitar of smiting for Paul and an Elvish crossbow plus 10 for Heather. Stella McCartney, meanwhile, should have a magic dwarf cloak or something. That's from Jim in Windsor. I'm pretty sure that would help. John, is the mystery sound today? Princess Anne drinking a cup of tea. That's from Owen in Hearts. John, is the mystery sound a London taxi? That's from Debbie in New Southgate. No, let's have another listen. We have got to get this solved by the end of the day. Another listen. is that, John, the noise of a helicopter landing? No, I'm afraid not. John, is it the sound of Ian's AIDS-ridden cat? No, none of those things. Keep them coming, because you can win the A40 Westway, if you can get that right this afternoon. But meanwhile, we're also playing foreign immigrant battleships. The government have lost loads of them. We're trying to find them with a battleship grid. Let's see if we have got prizes to give away. Don, the complainer, didn't want the Hard Fight tickets in the end because he can't get there tonight to the Carling Brixton Academy. That's the main prize. We've also got loads of CDs to give away and an LBC mug. So, to play battleships, Julie, hello. Hello, you're in Mill Hill.
Yes, I am, unfortunately.
Is that unfortunate?
Yes, because we're hoping to move soon.
Okay. What's that in the background?
My little boy shouting his mouth off at the moment.
I hope he doesn't shout his mouth actually off.
No, he doesn't, no.
That'd be terrible.
Not literally, no.
No. Now, are you, if you win two tickets to see Hard Fight, do you and your little boy want to go tonight?
No.
In that case, we might have to send you another prize if you get it right.
Fine.
Okay, I've got to give these tickets away, though, in the next 8 minutes, Julie. But anyway, very quickly, battleships.
A11.
No, I'm afraid that's a miss, Julie.
Okay, thank you.
I'm very sorry, thank you. Joe in Earl's Court, hello? Hello, Joe? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, you?
I'm fine.
Good. How fine are you?
I don't want the tickets either.
Don't you?
No.
Why are you playing?
Just for fun.
Okay.
I'd like a mug.
You can have a mug. We've got one mug. Yeah, but if you get it right, you can have the mug. Go on, what's the battleship guess?
N11.
You found an immigrant!
Yeah!
Come on! Come on, Joe! You have actually found one on N11. There was one there.
Fantastic!
You have one. You've
my mug.
Yes, but the mug. I have to say that. Listen to the mug. That is the mug, right? But more than one people wanted to win a mug today, and I've only got one.
Would
it be all right if it's a part of a mug?
No.
Because what I'm going to have to do is break the mug up.
I don't want a broken mug. What use have I got for a broken mug?
Well, you'll get a bit of it.
I'll tell you what, if you send me a mug, I can send you one in replacement. How about that?
Okay. You've got
a
deal.
Better offer than that?
You've got a deal, Joe.
I've got a deal. Great.
Okay, well, then you've won.
Thank you.
Stay on the line, we'll take your detail. That's what you say on the radio. Gary, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I don't want the tickets either.
Oh, good.
I
can't give them away.
Could I have a Clive Bull t-shirt?
A Clive Bull t-shirt.
Or
a Clive Bull hat. That'd be
or
good.
Trousers.
Yeah, Clive Bull trousers.
Anything like that.
Fine, jacket. I'll just send you something of Clive Bull's. Have a battleship guess, why don't you?
I want to guess in one of the corners.
Well, okay.
What corner hasn't been guessed yet?
I don't think we've had an N1.
I'll have an M1 then.
No, it's a miss.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Never mind.
Never mind, Gary. No Clive Bull pants for you. If you want to play Battleship, we've got loads of people lined up. 08709090973. I do have two tickets tonight to see Hardfi at the Carling Brixton Academy. Genuinely, here are the tickets. If you want them, you have to come here and collect them. But I've got two tickets tonight to see Hardfi. We'll be back with more Battleships after this.
Hello.
Yes, it is. We're trying to give the two tickets away to play, by playing Foreign Murdering Immigrant Battleships. The government have lost the immigrants. No one knows where they are, so we have a battleship grid in order for you, the LBC listener, to try and find them. There are two tickets to Hardfi to give away. Andy is on the phone. Andy wants the tickets. Is that correct?
I would love the tickets, yeah.
Are you a Hardfi fan?
Sorry?
You a Hardfi fan?
Yeah. Trying to get tickets last week, but I couldn't get any, so...
Ah, yeah. Well, I have two. Who would you take if you win?
Sorry, I've got a girl I'm trying to impress.
Nice.
So, yeah. I can even say, like, you know, it's a sold-out gig. You know, it would be impressive. It might even help me, you know.
If you like, if you win them, I'll write VIP on them in Biro.
Yeah,
so she'll be even more impressed then.
Yeah, exactly. And if you forget, I could just write it on and say it was you anyway.
Right, exactly. Doesn't matter, does it? Well, do you know what? I hope you win, simply because if you do, it means this show... At the beginning of the show, we found out that Paul McCartney and Heather Mills are split up, okay. But this could be the beginning of a beautiful relationship between you and a girl who's easily impressed by an average band.
An average band, yeah, with a biro as well, yeah.
With a biro on it. Okay, so you know the rules of battleships.
Yeah.
See if you can find an immigrant.
I'm going to go for G8.
G8.
Yeah.
G... I'm just looking at G. What? Crossed it.
Oh, there might be one there.
Eight.
I've actually got two immigrants in my boot anyway, so...
Have you?
Yeah, but I mean...
That's...
One there as well, that would be better.
That's fair enough. Your boot isn't on my grid, though. But you've said
G8? I said G8.
How long we got to the, excuse me a minute. And you got two minutes shall I make him wait 2 minutes? No. G8. This is for the prize of the tickets.
This is for the prize of the tickets,
to impress the girl. What's the girl's name?
Sorry? Julie.
Jilly?
Julie. Yeah.
Is she listening?
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
Okay.
No,
She's got no ears. What?
She's got no ears, yeah.
No ears. How's she going to enjoy the melodic sound of Hardfi, then? You haven't thought this through, Gary?
Andy. I think maybe quite a lot of bass there, though. She can maybe get the feeling through her legs, maybe.
That's nice.
Like Heather Mills.
Back to Heather again. See how we'll bring it all full circle, Andy?
Yeah, yeah.
See, we don't just throw this show together.
No, I can see that, I can see that.
Can you see that?
It's definitely, you can see it's been well planned out.
Okay, I can tell you...
Yeah.
You wait there, you've guessed G8.
I went for G8.
Also on the line is Claire, who also wants the tickets.
Oh.
Claire, you there?
I'm here, and I really, really want the tickets.
And you really want the tickets.
I do, much more, is it Andy?
It is Andy.
Yeah. Andy, I want the tickets much more than you do.
Really want it more than me.
I really do.
Why do you want them so much, Claire?
I want them for my sons. They're really big Hardfi fans, and they've both got the amp with me at the moment.
Have
because
they?
I've put them on a computer band, and I've unplugged their computer.
Oh, well.
So I've got to try and sort. So if it was a toss-up between the two of us having the tickets, for your cruelty, I've got to sort out your home life. That's really bad, I think. And I'm actually trying to...
That's not a very fair... Claire, what would be your battleship guess?
I think... C3.
C3. You're saying C3.
C3, yes.
Right, we have a G8 and a C3.
I had my fingers crossed.
A G8 like the Summit and a C3 like the PO robot. We're going to have to wait till after the news to find out which of you has won the tickets. I'm John Holmes. This is LBC 97.3.
On DAB.
And John is the mystery sound this afternoon. A slightly annoyed donkey distressed by the recent unexpected success of Noel Edmonds. No. I'm afraid it's not. That's from Martin, who's on the way to Sevenoaks. I'm sorry, Martin, that's not the right answer. Don't forget, we are giving away the Westway A40 this afternoon as a prize to anyone who guesses the mystery sound correctly. You'll have heard in the travel news there, in Joanne's travel, that there's been an accident on the A40, so of course that will be included as part of the prize. You will win that tangle of metal. So, before the news, we reached a battleship impasse. We have two tickets to Hardfi tonight at the Carling Brixton Academy, right here. Listen. That's the noise they make when they hit the microphone. Slightly too hard, and more hard than I meant to. Claire and Andy have both guessed. Hello, are you both still there on the telephone?
I'm here.
Andy, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, yeah.
Right, so, let's recap. Andy, you want the two tickets because you want to impress Julie.
Yeah.
And I said I would write VIP on the tickets with a biro to make that more impressive, yeah. If you win them. Claire, you want to get back in your two sons' good books because you've annoyed them somehow.
Yeah, I've banned them from using the computer.
Okay. So, Andy, you guessed G8.
Yeah.
Claire? You guessed C3.
I did.
Which one of you, I could tell you that one of you certainly has picked the hiding place of a missing immigrant.
Ooh. Good luck, Andy.
Yeah, I'll say the same. Yeah, good luck. Yeah,
well,
good.
we don't
should
mean it, though, do
you
we?
You both don't mean it, do you?
No. We're very polite.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
I'm dragging this out like Deal or No Deal, have you noticed?
Yeah.
That the winner...
Couldn't get any more mileage out of this one, surely.
No, I really can't. I know that London is on the edge of its collective seat. And by that, I mean they don't give a toss and are willing to me to get on with it. So, I can tell you that the winner... It's Andy.
Yeah.
G8,
well,
I'm afraid. G8. Don't clap, it sounds like Steve Wright in the afternoon. G8 is the winner. I'm sorry, Claire. Commiserations.
That's okay.
It
was worth a try.
Well, it was worth a try. That's for
well
sure.
Well done, Andy.
Well, yeah. You get back and make sure you look after those kids, though. Because I mean, you don't want them growing up.
If you were kind, Andy, of course, you could take Claire to the gig.
You could do, and then I could take pictures and take them back to the kids.
That'd annoy them even more, though, Claire.
You're horrible.
So that's really horrible.
really bad, yeah.
Okay, Claire, thanks for calling, Andy. Well done. You have to pick these. It starts at 7.
Oh.
Well, the doors open at 7. Of course, Hardfi won't be on to about 8:30, you know what it's like.
That's fine,
but
yeah.
I'm going to write a VIP on them with a bio, like I said, so she's more impressed. But while you're there, I'm also going to write Void in the other corner. just because I want to know how you try to explain that on the door.
Excellent.
We've got the right... They are here for you, Andy. You can come pick them up.
Where do I have to pick them up from?
LBC, if you know where it is. Speak to Helen on the phone now, and she'll explain all. And we'll get them to you before the gig, or arrange for them to be picked up on the door, or something. You'll get them. Is what I'm saying. Thanks, Andy. It's gone. Okay, that Battleships was won by Andy. We found, during that game, at least two of the missing immigrants. So in many ways, this afternoon, we've all helped the government. Now, it's 6:09, and in this last half hour, I believe the rules of the programme, I'm John Holmes, by the way, sitting in for Ian Lee, thus the rules exist already, are that we put people straight to air with no vetting them whatsoever. You might think, if you've been listening, that frankly we've been doing that already, judging by the level of mental quality we've been having. However, funnily enough, they were the vetted calls. Now we start just putting people straight to air, I believe. Also, don't forget the mystery noise competition. We need to finish by 6:30, so we'll have a quick one more. Listen to that. If you think you know what that is, text us on a phone. John, is the sound the noise of Paul McCartney meeting with his divorce lawyer? No. John, you are great. Thanks. It does say that, I didn't make that up. So, are we putting people straight to air? Is that what we're doing? Are we putting mental people straight to it? Okay, if you're sure. Okay, put someone on then. On the phone. Stick them on the phone. Hello. Hello, who's that?
Hello, am I there?
Hello, yes, you are.
I'd just like to say, when you try weed, there's no going back.
I don't know what you are. I don't know what you are. No, he didn't. He didn't swear. He just, Helen said, did he swear then? No, he didn't swear. I don't know what he was. Next caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you turn your radio down, please? Or yourself. Next caller.
Hello?
Hello? Who are you?
Jim.
What, Jim, right? What are you, what, hello?
Hello.
What can we do for you to, in this strange nether world of mad people?
The noise.
That's a text competition.
It's a text competition.
84850.
But I've got an XDA and I can't do text messages on it.
Oh, well you could email.
Not the way I'm driving down the road, I can't.
Are you driving with just your face again?
No, with my ankle.
Your one ankle.
Yeah.
Like Heather.
Can I be the exception and just have a stab at it?
You can have a guess.
Okay, right. I personally think that you're only playing half of the sound clip, because after it goes on for that silly chuckle, he says, "Yeah, I think it's Scooby Doo."
That's not a bad guess, you know.
Yeah.
Let's have a quick listen. That's not bad.
Yaggy.
Yaggy.
Yaggy. Yaggy.
Like Scoob.
Yeah. So, have I won the West Way?
No, you haven't. Go away. Next caller, please. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Jackie here.
Is it? Where? It's Jackie where?
Jackie in South Mimms.
In South Mimsy.
Better known as Mad Jackie.
Is that how you're better known?
Yeah, that's what Ian calls me.
Yeah, well, to be honest...
Because I keep a dossier on everybody.
Oh, you're the Jackie that keeps the dossier!
Yeah.
Beg your pardon, I didn't make the connection. Yes, you are. You've got a dossier on every caller.
Yeah.
And what they've done and said and won and everything.
Yeah, everything.
Why have you got this?
Well, because I'm writing a book and I like characters, and so I've got loads of characters. And, God, there's a whole load of them on this show.
Oh, yeah.
And they just fascinate me, and so I'm interested in people, and I like to know what they're up to, and so I just, you know...
Have you had a favourite?
Oh, I've got about 15 favourites.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, like...
I suppose it is. I
love Sheila in Cockfosters, is my favourite.
Good.
And I love Mario, I'm a real Mario fan.
What about Yasser? He hasn't phoned today.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, I told him he was boring the other night.
Did you?
Actually, I really like Yasser because I think he's extremely entertaining, but sometimes he's a bit repetitive.
Yeah, sometimes he's a bit repetitive.
But
a bit repetitive.
Yeah, a bit repetitive.
Yeah.
A bit repetitive. Yeah, there's lots.
Thanks, Jackie.
Bye.
Just a quick look ahead to tomorrow's television. In a special 27-hour-long broadcast, of course, tomorrow, BBC Three has 9 hours of 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, followed by 9 hours of repeats of Little Britain, followed by 9 hours of 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. That's just for a change. MTV Tonight has Pimp My Mum and Dad. That's the new show that, if you've had a row with your parents, gives you the chance to arrange to have them killed by a pimp in a drive-by shooting. That's hosted by Radio 1's own Tim Westwood. And over on Channel 4, of course, Big Brother starts again, and apparently this time it's even more evil. And among tomorrow's highlights are apparently a leopard and a dwarf armed with a nail gun are going to be let into the house. That's looking forward to some television for you. Meanwhile, we've got another 10 minutes to fill with idiots. Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
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 Who?
Hello?
Who are you?
I'm Joss.
Hello. Is that a horse in the background?
Yes.
It's clip-clopping. Something's clopping. Or is
that's me in the car.
Is it?
Yes.
Has your car got hooves?
No, it's got wheels, but it sort of likes to pretend it's a horse every now and then.
Yes, it does. That's quite uncanny.
It's very clever, isn't it?
That's quite good, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, you can get it as an additional add-on to a Mini these days.
Can you?
It came to be a horse time.
Okay. Have you called for a reason?
Not really, no, just to say hello.
Oh, good, that's very nice of you.
To see how your day has been.
Well, it's not so bad, if I'm honest, you know, it's all right. It's been a pleasure doing this, talking to everyone about, you know, on the radio thing. You know, it's quite...
Good. Any interesting news today? Because I've only just sort of got into my car.
Paul McCartney split up with Heather.
Yes, I know.
We've been playing Immigrant Battleships.
Very nice.
Mm, somebody won two tickets to see Hardfire. Andy did.
Very nice too. Yeah. Very nice too. I don't know how to play that, so maybe I should learn.
We were discussing. Perhaps you'd be able to venture an opinion. The McCartney Mills split up.
Yes.
We were discussing whether or not they would have been brought closer together should their East Sussex farmhouse have had been laid to siege by an army of orcs.
An army of orcs?
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I should think that's enough to push anyone closer together, to be quite honest.
It is, isn't it?
A united front, I would say, would sort of repel all borders.
But it was also suggested that perhaps Paul McCartney was a cook on a ship. And rescued Heather, would rescue Heather, a topless Heather, mind, as she jumped out of a stripping cake, as he defended the ship against terrorists.
No, I think he's getting a bit old for all that.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah, no, I think he's a bit past that. I mean, orcs maybe, but,
not
you know,
terrorists on a ship, like,
no,
out
I
of
I
under
think
siege.
That's a bit too hands-on, isn't it?
Fair
There's
enough.
No balls dividing them, is there?
No. That's a valid point. Thank you for ringing up with your animal car.
That's quite, no problem at all.
Right. 08709090973 is the number to simply now call, and we'll put you directly on air, because I don't really know why. Okay, someone on, hello?
Oh, come on, Johnny, sing with me, hey, little man. When will you lay me an egg for my child?
Get rid of him. Thanks. Next.
Hello.
Hello.
Ian?
Yes.
Is Winston Jones here?
Who?
Winston Jones.
Yes. Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
It's Ian?
Yep.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want?
Not much. Just want to promote my MySpace site.
Yeah.
It's myspace.com/crazywisdomjones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say it.
Bye.
Next.
I know something you don't know.
Do you what?
Ferrari's got to go. Whinging, whining, white voice comes. His mouth's too big and so...
What? I know. Get... Go... What? Next. Next. That poet laureate's gone right downhill. Next.
There'll always be a tadpole, and tadpoles will be frogs, and frogs will always wear top hats and loincloths and claws.
You don't get this sort of thing on PM on Radio 4, do you?
It's quite enormous. It's taller than a house. The same size as an elephant, but smaller than a mouse.
Go away. Go away. Next.
Smaller than...
What? Hello? Hello? God, the musical people have come out now. I say musical. I use that term to mean not musical.
Oi.
Hello? Just oi, then. Next.
Happy trails to you.
Go away. Next. Hello?
Next. Happy trails.
Hello?
What? Hello?
Hello?
What now?
Don't give up the day job.
No, why would I?
What? Hello?
What? Turn your radio down.
What?
Turn your... Next. Yes? Hello.
What's better, 24 or lost?
That's not what you ordered.
Sorry?
You didn't order that. You ordered the 12-inch with no anchovies. I mean, here I am. What am I supposed to do? If you're going to ring me up and then complain about the pizza you've ordered, even though you rang up and ordered the one with anchovies, I know, and I know it took longer than half an hour, and I'm sorry.
Bring back Ian Lee! Bring back Ian Lee!
Ian, get off the phone. Next.
What do you do to Ian?
Dead.
Oh, what?
Nick Ferrari ate him.
No, you ate him?
Yeah, Nick Ferrari eats after mating.
Yeah, so do you.
Good comeback. Yeah, really funny. Well done. Next. Yep. Yeah.
I'm a sexy android, and I recite poems. Listen, Nick Ferrari is a swine. All he does is whinge and whine. And his belly is too big. Oh my goodness.
That's because Ian Lee's in it.
McFerrari. 10% man. 90% pig. 100% gay. McFerrari. 10%.
Brilliant. Brilliant. An insulting robot.
Android and dire sight poems. Listen. I know something you don't know.
Go away. Go away. Next. Please. We've got 1 minute to go. 1 minute. Hello? Yes. Yes. Hi. Hello.
Oh, am I on now?
Yes. Do you want to guess the mystery? Do you want to win the mystery noise?
Yeah.
Because we've only got a minute to go and no one's won it yet.
Go on, have a go.
All right, then. Here it comes. What's that?
A horse.
No. Listen again. What's the mystery noise?
Ian Lee with the ump.
No. You're gonna kick yourself.
Am I? Go on and tell me.
I hope so. Do you know what you're going to win?
The donkey.
No, you're going to win the Westway. You're going to win the whole A40 Westway. It's going to be yours if you get this right.
I don't want it.
What did you say it was?
I don't want the Westway.
You said it was a horse.
A40 Westway.
It's the recording of a horse! You idiot. Ian's back tomorrow. I'm John Holmes. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Gary.